Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Hello.
I'm on my second beer.
That tape was to trick you, everybody, because it's not Joe. It's me. It's Rob, and John is here. And guess what? Who wants to play the WJFK guessing game? Yes. Is she still here, John?
She is.
Scream, Madonna.
Hey, Rob!
Yay, that was too much. Okay, so we're all here, and it's another great week of Best Of. Thank you so much for joining us here on, as Joe says, Bodam, the best of Don and Mike. Great week of Best Of for you today, and we're going to start off today the way we start off almost any Monday on the show. That is with a weekend recap. Here's a particularly good one, as Mike O'Mara, oh, he's a good guy, took a trip to Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. And Hershey Fart. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Mike, thank you for bearing with me. Now, let's talk about Hershey Fart.
Oh, well, it is the many phases of me. You know, the part-time dad phase, which was a joyous part of my vacation. When I got to take my kids away and wanted to do something on the last weekend of their summer, you know, before they got back to the grind. And Catherine, in particular, is going into fifth grade, so it's a very rigorous time for her. It's a time when really even the English homework assignments are surpassing me as far as my ability to deal with her.
And you went to college.
And I went to college. And right. I mean, I'll get to that day later because that was the end of my vacation. I'm kitchen sinking. We went to Hershey Park, and we decided to.
Hershey Park.
It's a shorter drive for me, and what I wanted to do was make sure that at least on one of the days we got into the park super early. And I get on the website, and I'm reading about the fact that if you stay at the Hershey Park hotel that they have right across from the park,
right,
from the park, you actually will be able to go in early. So that's the whole motivation that I plan the whole vacation, that we'll go up on Friday, and all of us will drive up to Hershey Fart, myself, my girlfriend Carla, the kids, and we'll go up there and we'll have a great time. We'll get there, say, about noontime on Friday, have the afternoon in the park, and then go back to the hotel and have an early morning. It turned out I had to come back early for a thing here. But we actually were going to get in super early.
Is that your appearance?
Yeah.
Your big appearance with Beth Ann?
Yeah. Oh, that's. I'm not talking about that. I can't.
You will tomorrow.
I can't.
You will tomorrow.
I will tomorrow.
A personal appearance with you and Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to come back for that. No need to spend the day in the park with the kids. Might as well take the fun away from them.
Man's got to make a living.
This is true, Rob. It was important to get back. So the allure of the trip was the fact that we were going to go up and...
You know, you could have just paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You're right. Thank you.
You could have just paid.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, what I'm talking about is...
Reaching to the choir now. I mean, really, you know, I'm converted, okay?
It was a Mike...
I'm converted.
It was a motorcycle place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike had some stuff done to his bike
right.
in return for some personal appearances.
Uh-huh. And, you know, it turned out was, oh, I can't do it. I can't because I'm going to be up at the park. And
right.
I was like, you know more than anybody else, the best way to play me is play the Irish guild hand. You lay the Irish guild hand and I will do anything, anywhere. I will do that. So I had to come back. So the attraction is we'll spend a good 4 or 5 hours in the park on Friday, and then we'll get up
and
early.
You're going to get in the park early on Saturday.
That's the main reason.
Because you got to come back.
The whole reason.
For the personal appearance with Beth Ann.
Yeah, just for 1 hour. No
right.
big deal.
Right.
And so the whole attraction was that I was going to get in early. That if you stay in the hotel, you get to go into the park early, and you get to go on all the rides before anybody else, before the huddled masses get there. And you know how I like the VIP treatment. You know that I like to be something a little special.
I do, baby.
I am the golden boy. And, you know, I've grown accustomed to special privileges.
Certain lifestyle.
Very, very exciting.
The golden boy.
Now, you may say, well, it's just getting into a park an hour early. It doesn't matter. To me, it's a privilege. It's
right.
A privilege for me. It's a privilege for my kids.
It's an unheard of privilege.
So we go in, and, you know, this is not to take away anything from the people at Hershey Park. It's the fact that I...
Hershey Park.
I hate amusement parks in general. This one is fine. It's wonderful. It's all
well. It's a ringing endorsement.
It's fine.
This one is fine.
It's fine. It's like all of them. You know, it's all of them. You know, you have great rides, and the kids go in. The kids go bananas. They love it. And I'm happy not because I'm in the park on Friday afternoon. I'm happy because I'm already thinking about the morning after Saturday morning.
Golden boy.
Right and early. My children and me will have the privilege of walking by everybody else and saying, I get into this park 1 hour
first,
early,
right?
And the entire park is mine. Now, they've got a bunch of roller coasters there.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
So we go up there. We get a wonderful hotel suite with a separate room for me and my girlfriend.
Nice.
And a separate room for the kids.
That's nice, so you're not all...
Well, usually we all sleep in the same bed. And that's very, very uncomfortable. So I'm very happy about this. This is very exciting. And, you know, it's a 2005 relationship. What can I tell you? So, you know, life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
A man has enthusiasm.
Bod of 18.
Hits the ball.
Yes.
All long day, whatever he says, the untouchables.
That throws the live long day.
Was this a solid chocolate bathtub that you had in your room? Did that do it
no,
for you?
No, but here's something where I will tip my fedora to these fine people.
Okay.
They do give you at the park, they give you just all the Hershey bars you can eat. And I fell off the wagon as far as the diet was concerned.
Golden bowl.
Because they throw the chocolate and candy thing, and the Hershey Company happens to have all of the candies that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Kit Kats that they control in their empire. You got your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups they control. And Heath Bar. There's the wild card. The Heath Bar. They control the Heath Bar empire, too.
Are the Free Ones factory seconds? Are they irregular?
I'm not sure. They might have had, like, an odd nut
tainted
in them. But, hey, you know what? They were going down my gullet. I didn't care.
There's an odd nut in my chocolate
there
bar.
There may have been an odd nut. But the thing is, Carla's on my ass about this diet all the time. So she went out to do whatever, maybe work out or something like that. And I stuffed about three of these things into my mouth, really, like I was some sort of addict. I was in the corner. Well, you know, when you have an addictive personality, it could be booze, it could be chocolate bars, it doesn't matter.
Anything.
I was in the corner. The kids were watching.
I heard you might have a drinking problem.
Well, that too. But the kids were watching something on TV. I was standing with my back to my kids, rifling through these chocolate bars and shoving like three into my mouth. And she came back from
like
her
fly.
Well, she came back with
candy.
She came back from her walk, and I'm like, she's like, how you doing? I'm like, fine. You know, licking my upper teeth because I have the chocolate on them. So the whole thing leads up to this. We have a very nice room. We have a very nice meal that night. Everything's good. But everything is really centered around the fact, for two reasons, that we can get in early and ride everything without lines.
Right, early.
And two, I got to get in and get out relatively early.
Because you have the personal appearance.
I got
to
be back in town. So we walk in, and the first thing I see is, this sticks in my craw a little bit, but there's nothing you can do about it. There's a line for the early birds. You know, apparently there are a lot of people in hotels and campgrounds
and VIPs.
The VIP. And how many? You know, how many of us have been
people
to a quote unquote VIP party where there are 5,000 people that are, you know,
right,
that are part of this exclusive? I think I took you to one years ago, right? When we were supposed to be a VIP and there were like 8,000 people there.
Yeah.
And you know, how many NFL parties have we gone to where VIPs?
I know.
Ooh, the tough ticket. Join 80,000 of your closest friends. So, there's a line there. First, you know, it's a little hot. I got a little hair on the back of my neck standing up, but it's okay because we're still going to, you know, have the run of the place.
Yeah. Get in there early.
So, and when I say run of the place, you've got people that do this. I think there are people that go to these parks that are there early that really have this mindset that they are going to run when the gates open. Gates open at 9 o'clock. And it's not too bad a line. We zip right through. I'm getting really excited because this is amazing. Because really, relative to the masses of humanity that are going to be there later on, there is nobody here. So I go, hey, let's, you know, come on, Clark Griswold. I'm like, come on, kids, let's go. Let's chug along. Everybody walk. Daddy's a little intense, you know. I'm just like, let's go. We'll go. Hey, because here's my game plan. I've been in the park the day before. I said, what we're going to do is we're going to walk all the way to the very last roller coaster at the tippy-tippy top of the park, and then we're going to work our way back so that by the time all the stinky people that are not the people of privilege like us with the golden ticket,
that's right,
we're going to be at the front of the park where they're all coming
and they're
in,
all just
and we might deal with a line, and if we do, we just leave anyway. It's going to be fine. But all the way back, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, and they're like 10 roller coasters, and we go there, and so we're chugging up the hill, and I'm like, this is awesome, man. I think they call it the sweet start. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's the sweet start to your day.
Yeah.
And I come chugging up the hill, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. Come around the corner, and I look, and I see there's this, like, police tape across, or you know, one of those tapes that's across, and there's two guards.
Yeah.
Like, there are these two guards to the walkway that's going to take me to the good part of the park with all the roller coasters.
Yes.
And I walk up to the guy, and I'm like, we're here, you know, we got the sweet start thing. We want to get to the rest of the park. No, this section of the park doesn't open until 10 o'clock. I mean, and I say to the guy, I mean,
what do you pay for the extra hour?
I said, he didn't pay. We stayed at the hotel.
Oh, well,
it was a fringe benefit.
Still
it was
paid,
a selling point. Yeah, you pay to stay.
One way or the other.
And the guy said, he said, this section doesn't open. I said, what do you mean, this section? You've got like, here's Hershey Park.
Here's the park that's open.
You know, you've got this tiny little section of the park, and I'm sitting there, and I don't want to use expletives. I don't want to, really, at 9:05, I don't want to have a full blown scene in the middle of the park.
This is totally off topic, but
yes.
Mike was telling me his girls have now picked up on the fact that he loves the F word.
Well, they heard it the other night when I was watching the Red Sox game.
They like to catch it.
And that was through two closed doors.
Yeah.
And Catherine pointed that out, so I have to be a little more careful.
Daddy, we heard you say the F word.
Yeah, Catherine heard me talking about, describing my love for a particular Red Sox player who hasn't been cutting the mustard lately.
Oh. Which one of the F words is it?
Edgar Renteria.
Right.
Edgar Renterec, as he's known in Boston.
Mike, nature's order.
Yes. Well, I didn't control his batting average then. So we get there, and the fact is that, you know, they say, well, you can use this roller coaster. I said, well, there are 10 or so roller coasters in this park.
In Hershey Park.
And I said, well, how many are open? Well, it turned out, really, they were getting one ready.
Right.
And one was up and running.
So there was one.
There was technically, at that time, one roller coaster.
Right.
Which we rode, like, 70 times, just over and over again. It was a sweet start. It was a sweet start. And then, of course, by 10 o'clock, we're standing at the line, because what it has turned into, okay, it's not the advance that you get going into Hershey Park. What it's turned into now is that at 10 o'clock, they're going to open the rest of the park up.
And all the refugees come?
And the refugees are going to be coming in through the other part.
Excuse me, the evacuees.
The evacuees. And they're going to be coming in through the other part. So what this is not a sweet start. This is turning into a sweet foot race. And everybody that got in early for the sweet start is now not riding rides and enjoying themselves with their 1 hour, which I thought would really complete the weekend, everything. Everybody is now coagulated in front of these security guards that with their mouth breathing, bored look on their face because they have to deal with this crap. People like me every day going, how come the rest of the park ain't open? What's the deal? And then I call on my way home. I call this guy at the hotel and I said, hey, what's the deal? You know, I thought that you get in and, you know, you get the whole park. Oh, no, it's just a partial opening.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole thing. The 1 hour
that's
early.
That's what Beth Ann has.
It's the partial opening, and I was wholly unsatisfied with that experience. And at 10 o'clock, we're sitting there going, okay, it's 10 o'clock. Everybody's looking at their watches. It's 10 o'clock, and they don't open that little thing until about 10 minutes after 10.
Of course,
by that time,
wait a little bit.
No, that's not the problem.
No.
You see, by that time, the people that had come in the main gate, see. Those people that paid to get in at 10 o'clock for the full day,
right?
They're screwed, you know, if they leave it closed for them. So they wait till they can get up. So by that time, stampede! Roller coaster stampede! But you know what? Here's the deal. I get upset about this crap. My kids could not care less. They do not care. They are not bratty. They don't care. They're having fun. You put them on a ride, they're happy.
Why did Hershey Farts send a letter to the station, then?
Because they wanted, apparently, I forgot to tell you the best part of this whole thing is as we're walking in, there's this family from Rochester that was staying in one of the hotels there, too.
Yeah.
They were part of the Sweetheart that that was gonna be the early opening.
Right.
They, the man, God love him, because you know when you find a kindred spirit, when you find a guy that's just as annoyed as you are about this, he was just as bitchy as I was about the thing. And you know, and then he said it's from Rochester. I said, well, I've got a radio show that's on in Rochester. You ever listen to Don and Mike show? He goes, Don and Mike show. I listen to it every day.
You really must have been pissed if you started throwing around
because I was like saying to him, you know, I want I'm going to talk about this. I said, I will talk about this when I get back. I will talk about this injustice that has happened to me.
Here's the letter.
By the way, how did you get in anyway? Sure we did.
What? Here's the letter that was waiting for Mike when he got here yesterday.
Oh, my.
It's to Don and Mike. Mike gave it to me, so I feel I can read it. My name's on it. It's from Kathy Burroughs, who's the PR manager at Hershey Fart.
Huh.
R.E., Mike's visit to Hershey Fart.
Mm-hmm.
I am writing from Hershey Fart. I understand, by way of a guest's email, that must be the guy you met from Rochester.
I would assume it is.
That Mike was not completely happy with his recent visit to Hershey Fart. It's important to all of us at the Fart that every guest feels good about his or her visit. Uh-huh. We love a comeback guarantee for guests. I'd like to talk to you, Mike, about your recent visit.
That probably won't be happening.
My phone number is, it's 555-FART.
Yeah.
That's your phone number.
Yeah, so that's it. That had to be the guy from Rochester who was there with his family, I think.
Let's just real fast see if she's there. Rob, I guess you're going to pick it up and ask for Kathy. Can you pick that up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Kathy. And tell her Mike is really still pissed. Out of his mind pissed.
Well, that's not all that far away from being accurate. I mean, I'm calm now.
Uh-huh.
I had a horrible trip to Las Vegas in between.
Oh, I want to hear about that in the next break.
Yeah, it's simpler. It's a simpler explanation.
But I
same old, same old.
I want to get to why you now are...
A message.
Do you want to leave a message, Mike?
Sure.
Okay, one second.
All right, Rob's going to just listen and at least let me put on the air where it goes beep. What she's saying now.
I'll try to. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Missed the beep, sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yes, Mike O'Mara returning the lovely email. I don't know where you got the fact that I was dissatisfied. I had a perfectly wonderful time, and so did my family. We thank you for the wonderful hospitality extended to me and my family at Hershey Park. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
Recording stopped.
Hello?
I guess that's it.
For more, press 5. To review your message, press 2. Start of message.
Yes, Mike O'Mara returning the lovely email. I don't know where you got the fact that I was dissatisfied. I had a perfectly wonderful time, and so did my family. We thank you for the wonderful hospitality that was me and my family at Hershey Park. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
End of message.
Unwrap the fun.
To add to the message, press 5.
No need.
To deposit it, press 79.
Yes,
or
deposit
hang
it.
Message left.
Message left. I've never heard that one before.
Message left
to your mailbox.
As opposed to Rush Limbaugh, that'd be message right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad Las Vegas was wonderful.
Save it. You know what, Mike? You get a bonus segment. We'll come back.
Yeah, they're open 24 hours. You don't have to worry about that pesky early opening.
Right. Start.
Because this is where I got the call from Mike first. I'm used to these calls. Go by. I'm down. You know. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down, Don. I'm way down.
Well, usually I have at least one moment where I think I'm going to be lucky. Sure. Didn't happen this time around, no.
And then there was the revelation about drinking. And where that came from, I don't know. Because I'll tell you something, Tiger. I don't think you have a drinking problem.
I don't see it. I told you in one of my messages to you that I had a drinking problem.
It wasn't a message.
It was a live call?
It was a live call.
I don't remember that.
Tell us about...
My trip to Las Vegas?
Tell us about this drinking problem. I know not this drinking problem you speak of.
Well, first of all, those conversations that I had, were coming out after blackouts. So I don't really remember what I was saying it about, but there had to be a reason. So I tried to slow it down when I was out in Las Vegas and came back, and then really didn't slow it down at all. And then tried to slow it down a little bit over the weekend and didn't slow down at all. So eventually, I think my message here to all the people, all the youngsters listening today, is that eventually, sometime, I'm going to slow it down.
Blackout.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Good to have a goal. But it didn't affect my winning or losing in Las
Great
Vegas.
Big fart.
But I did, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because that I didn't even mention in Hershey Park that there was a little redhead kid the day that we got in early on the Sweet Start that really floated a biscuit that was so bad, and he knew he had, and you know how you can tell with a kid? He was a very gregarious young man, and I was up there with my kids waiting, and he was talking to me about, you know, the ride and how great it was, and then I just knew it was him. And the way he behaved afterwards, I knew that he had farted. And I knew that, and it was just, that's where I came up, I think, with the name when I called you. Right. But nothing will compare with that same odor issue that we had when we were, I don't know whether this is, for anybody that sits in this row of the plane, row 22 in this Airbus that we were flying in.
How many rows on the plane?
22.
Because you're the,
I think 22.
The back.
There might have been 23 on the left side. I'm not sure.
Back row of any plane.
You know what? You know what though? Good, because that like goes against your golden boy image.
Hey, see?
You're like one of us.
See,
just,
there you go.
Just, like, what if God was one of us? What if
right.
God had to ride on the 22nd row?
It's important to point out,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what if Mike
that
was
it's
one of
not
us?
Always a private jet. Okay? It was row 22.
Yeah. Of a foul Airbus.
It was
not
foul. It was the foulest Airbus. Carla
was
leans
it?
Over to
Mike
me.
Mike was one of us.
Carla leans over to me. Halfway through this flight, this five-hour flight out to Las Vegas from Washington, D.C., and says, I believe that everybody on this entire airplane has gone to the bathroom twice. This 1 hour into the flight, and right as soon as they take the seatbelt sign off, people got up. Mm-hmm. And because you're in the back, you get the whole view. You see that there's a line from the middle of the plane to the front, and there's a line from the middle of the plane to the back. And that line was non-stop for the entire... I don't know if it's because it was an 8 o'clock in the morning flight.
Well, it's a five-hour flight.
8:30 flight, you know how it is. You know how it is at that hour of the morning?
You're regular.
That's when people are usually taking care of their business.
And the buffet.
And everybody... Well, this is going out, Rob, so nobody had the buffet. But I think somebody had had a buffet the night before, because halfway through this flight it was the smell that we got from the halfway mark all the way until we landed in Las Vegas. And it was either that it was coming through the air vents from the restrooms that were in there, or it was from somebody like in the rest of the plane. And because we're on row 22, you got everybody's odor in the entire plane, and it came through the vent system. Or, and this is still a theory that I might hold to, it was the guy across the way. It was the guy, because we sit down and we've got three seats.
Bacardi Limon.
And, oh, no. Don't do that. And we have three seats. And there's one empty one. So we've got the back row of the plane.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
And then across the way, there are three empty seats. And I look and I say to Carl, I said, man, we might have two like rows. And there won't be anybody back here. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, once again, privilege. Right. I look at it. I find it wherever I can get it.
Right. Of course, Golden Boy.
And I say, hey, this will be my goal. Because the plane was semi-empty that hour of the morning, go out to Vegas. So we were taxiing, and they said, ladies and gentlemen, this is before we taxi. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a full flight. We do have several empty rows. And this might be a time when you might want to find one of those empty rows, if you'd like to. Please make your way to wherever the empty rows are, and we'll do the head count after that. And as soon as they say that, you know, we both, even just because it's empty, you kind of go, oh. And you look, and we see this guy. That's who it was. This guy's making his way back. And this guy, how do I describe this guy? This guy looks like a cross between, and I'm not stretching here, Carrot Top, because of his hair, because he's got the hair. But it's unwashed Carrot Top.
Oh.
And it's not bright red Carrot Top. And he's a cross between Carrot Top and the face. I don't want to put anybody down here.
Okay.
He looks a little like Joe. He looks a little like Joe Ardinger. But he looks like Joe Ardinger if Joe grew his hair out, like, super long. And he's wearing, what he's wearing is, he's wearing a T-shirt.
Did he fart a lot, too?
This man, the first thing he did, and I know how much you love this, first thing he does when he pops down into his seat is he goes sideways and puts his legs up. And he has already kicked off his sneakers.
Oh, okay.
And the bottom of his feet, on his sneakers, are the yellow sock color that from either socks that have not been laundered or the fact that they've been laundered, but it's just such a stain that is set in.
Crud's there, yeah.
And he's not wearing the kind of shorts that are like khaki shorts. he's wearing gym shorts. They're maroon, and you know when you've had shorts long enough, they've got the little white flecks of bleach where they've been badly laundered, and it looked to me like he had these shorts on, and he was twitchy. So it looked to me like it could have been this guy that was making all the...
And he was the guy with the gas.
Well, who knows? I don't know where it was coming. All I know is it was BM from the
there
minute...
There was a lot of gas involved.
It was either gas. It was either gas or it was coming from the facilities. I talked to a buddy of mine that works on airplanes and actually has to deal with those and empty them out. And they had a situation at the airport where they were halfway across on a transatlantic flight and the toilets had not been serviced at the home airport on a 747, and they had to turn the plane around. So, I mean, you get a lot of stuff going on in there.
Just for the crap.
And it was, that was the whole place. You know, needless to say, when we landed in Las Vegas where it was 101 degrees, it was a welcome relief to going out into that sweltering heat because I wasn't breathing other people's stuff. And you know how airplanes are? They recirculate all the... You're breathing everybody else's stink for the whole time.
We have 1 minute left in the segment.
There's nothing more to tell other than I lost horribly. Drank heavily. I drank to the point of not necessarily remembering one particular night. Mm. There was a night that... All right, real quick, 60 seconds.
Here's what you said to me. You said to me that you were in sixth gear.
Yes, and I've been in sixth gear for too long, and I've got to stop it. I've got to learn to go back, or I'm not going to be able to drive the car at all. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Mm-hmm. Either I go to, I get up to, second or third and keep it there and then turn the car off.
Right.
Or, this sixth gear stuff, I can't do it anymore. Because sixth gear is where I've been every time I've been going out and having a little toddy, mm-hmm. getting a little festive.
Yeah.
I get festive in sixth gear, which is the last gear. You can't go any faster. That's right. And it's getting out of hand. And it did out in Las Vegas. And the one night I was there, I'm watching the Red Sox, and I'm sitting at the hotel bar.
Right.
Carla's off playing blackjack or something, and she checks on me periodically. I make these guys, I make friends. Carla tells me, this is what Carla tells me, that A, I befriended these guys, these total strangers, and asked them to come to dinner, even though we had a dinner reservation for two.
That's very nice.
And this is like early, too. This is like a 6:30 Las Vegas time reservation. And I'm watching it. You do the math as far as a 7 o'clock game, and I'm watching the Red Sox, and I'm getting all worked up. And apparently there was a Russian couple in the restaurant that we were sitting in because my friends didn't come to dinner. Apparently I was not in the best of moods. I don't remember any of this. And there was a Russian couple that Carla said I was quizzing because they were honeymooners and they spoke broken English. And apparently the quizzing got so intense by me that Carla wanted to leave the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Because it was just going on and on, and I was apparently feeling festive. Once again, sixth gear, not able to, the rest of it is really a blank. I think it ended up where I think, we left the restaurant and I have no real memory of anything after that.
Uh-huh.
Other than the Russian, I remember the first part with the Russian couple, yeah. And then about halfway through, I was quizzing them on something. How do you like the United States? You like Las Vegas? Going great. Really? Yeah. Well, what are you getting married so young for? Something like that, you know, and it's just like. How's it going?
Mike.
Did I say it?
You yeah, just said you this.
Did I really?
Guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
My God, I'm sorry.
Mike just said.
I'm sorry.
Mike just said, I'm just sitting in the corner, yeah. And I'm just this effing guy.
I apologize. You know I get all wrapped up with my stories, but see, I got excited. I'm terribly sorry. Needless to say, see, that's sixth gear again. I can't even tell the story without getting obnoxious. But it was a very fun time in Las Vegas.
Good.
And I lost everything I played. Every game I played. I mean, if I could have lost my plane ticket, I would have lost it, but I held on to that.
Do you have an Asian dealer?
I have to ask.
Seriously, I had Asian dealers. I had all different kinds of dealers. The truth is
that the Asian dealers always screw you.
On the last morning.
Hey, am I right or am I right?
Oh, my God. Write it down. It's fact.
On the last morning.
Am I right, Buzz?
I don't know. I don't play.
Before the flight, we had an 11:30 flight, so there was just a little time early in the
time
morning.
To get drunk.
No drinking at all, believe me. We were taking a little hiatus for the rest of the Vegas trip. That happened about midway through. We left on a Thursday. That was a Saturday night, and then there was, for the last 2 days of the vacation, there was no drinking. I was forbidden.
Huh? The hotel ran out.
I believe the manager requested.
Did Carla tell you to have a timeout, though?
No, Mike told me to have a timeout. Mike said enough. Enough is enough. The last morning, though, I didn't hold back on the gambling. The addictions as follow would be chocolate, drinking, and gambling. And on the last morning that I was there, I decided that I'd give it one more try and went to the little ATM,
right.
Took my limit out on the ATM, lost that, and it was... I had to borrow money from Carla to pay the cab.
You lost the nest egg.
The nest egg was a very weird trip to Las Vegas. It's still Sin City. It really is, yeah. But it's fun.
What games did you play? Obviously, I know you played
slot machines.
Yeah.
Stopped doing that. Played blackjack.
Right.
And maybe I think I was told that during that time I might have put some money down on roulette. A little more money than I should have on one number.
Yeah, I guarantee you were drunk if you were playing roulette.
Sorry for the F word. I apologize. I hope they caught. Did they catch that?
I pressed the button, Mike.
You pressed the button. I'm okay,
yes.
Because that I would lose my job if that happened.
So would I.
And you know.
I mean, I would lose your job, too.
I know. Well, thank God that you were quick on the trigger and hit
thank
that
God.
Button. Really.
So many delays were
We didn't
hit.
Have any accidents with the bad words getting on the air. Thank God.
We got a break.
So many delays were hit there. Now listening to the 3 o'clock hour.
We'll be right back.
Hold it. Don't break. No, because it's time for a fabulous Don and Mike giveaway. We haven't run the touchstones in a long time. Call now, 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636 for a fabulous Don and Mike prize. Joe Ardinger, what are they playing for?
Thanks, Rob. By Smallville, Season 5, now on DVD.
Good read, Joe. Okay, it's Smallville Season 5, now on DVD. Isn't that right, Joe?
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Joe. Call now. This is not best of. Call now. Win. Phone Jeopardy. 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
New and improved Joker product. With a new secret ingredient.
Smiling.
Love that Joker.
That luscious tan. Those ruby lips and hair color. So natural, only your undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying.
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gag. Chances are, you bought them already.
So remember, put on a happy face.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Speaking of Dude, he will be featured in a later segment today. So stay tuned to the best of Don and Mike. It's me, your gracious host, Rob Spiewak, sending out hearty congratulations to Sonny Nardone. He's a good boy. He live in Woodbridge, Virginia, and he winner the Smallville Season 5. And here's Joe with some helpful advice.
Thanks, Rob. Bye, Smallville Season 5. Now, DVD.
You know, Joe never takes vacation. He just stands here and waits for me to say, you know, things like, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, let's play a segment. Although I could do this all day, we just had a tape from Batman. This segment, Don did not like the new Batman movie and some sexy talk of Beth Ann McBride and her sexy orbs. It's the best of Don and Mike.
And, you know, I was going to mention before when we were reading all of those emails about the streaming.
Right.
That the webmaster also forwarded me maybe 10 emails from young guys really pissed off at me because I don't like Batman.
Oh, really?
Oh. Funny what touches a nerve. I'll have to remember to print them out and bring them in and read them. A private message from me to you nerds out there that are really pissed because I only gave it 2 bats.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me hip you to this, okay? Because I know all you crazy Beavis and Buttheads out there in your black t-shirts think that I don't know what's going on. I was born in 1958, okay? So when I started reading Batman comics, which is like in 1964, I would read the old ones. The Batman that I like
right.
is the Batman from 1950, 1960, and early 1970s. I don't give a rat's ass about The Dark Knight. I don't give a rat's ass about everything having to be like The Matrix or a Jet Li movie. We've got to show the dark side, the brooding side.
You're talking fighting words.
All you guys can just eat my bat shorts.
You are going to have a...
shove your angst.
A nerd fight. A nerd fight. I
just shove it. Jesus Christ. So many saps.
Let's be talking about the fact that he doesn't like it. Right. What's wrong with him? Where's his perspective gone?
Suck my cowl. That's what I say to you. You know, do your goddamn research. The Batman I like, it's called the Golden Age Batman.
Ah, okay? How times have changed.
And speaking of golden, right? You understand what I'm saying? Okay? It's raining, it's pouring.
Get the showers, guys.
Here you go.
They are off once again to the rescue.
I got a big F you in my utility belt.
Turbine speed.
You're ready to move out.
I stand by this. Like I said, it's not bad. I give it 2 stars.
Mm-hmm.
2 bats.
2 bats.
I'll bet the Fantastic Four makes more money.
Fantastic Four looks fantastic.
It does. Bet it makes more money. Anyway, all of I have to remember to bring them in tomorrow. Because a lot of them are some of the nerds that write me, they're not done in a nasty way, like you're a jerk face.
Right, but
it's condescending. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, God, if I can paraphrase, something like, if you could pass your con to Don. Don, it's obvious that you've not seriously read a Batman comic post-1975.
Mm-hmm.
And also, would you stop sending the emails to the website that say, and Mike, I won't bore you with this after this last one.
Mm-hmm. Don. Well, did I look bored?
Yes. Because it was comics. You know, and also you guys, I will shut.
Well, have you read a Batman comic post 1975?
Yeah, they suck. They suck.
I just don't like them.
I don't like them. And stop writing to our website and telling me that Bob Kane's original vision of Batman was this crap I'm seeing now. Because the only way we're going to find that out is to get a shovel.
Bob Kane no longer with us.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's deader than the G. Gordon Liddy show. So keep writing, and I will shove my opinions right up your Batcave.
There you go, Brother Donald.
Okay, so that's...
Let them know.
There you go. I stand by that. Listen, and nobody loves Batman more than me. I got the tattoo.
I know.
I got all the crap. I'm just telling you, Fantastic Four will kick Batman's ass this summer. Sorry, all you Gen Xers out there, don't get your stocking caps all in a knot about this.
It was nice, at least, that they put in a movie, you know, Bob Kane's son, Michael. Did he help the movie at all?
No, that's C-A-I-N-E as opposed to K-A-N-E. And Rob, you knew that. That's your joke. You know that. You know that. Now, listen, I don't mind when you help out with the funny stuff, but I'm serious about my Batman.
This is serious.
I'm going to get you, Batman.
Michael Caine.
Pippity.
Pippity. Boo. Shock to the system. Did you ever find that movie?
Listen,
it's a great movie to rent.
Really, here's what you want to do. What you want to do tonight is go home to TiVo.
Right.
And tell TiVo, Michael Caine. Shot to the system.
Yeah, you'll find it. It's on cable.
It'll
somewhere.
Be on eventually in a couple of weeks.
Michael Caine has made so many movies. They're not all incredible, but they hold up. A lot of his movies hold up.
I like calling it a real feel good fantasy. Mm-hmm. That movie, Pippity, yes. Poppity, Boo.
I have bat gas in my huge Michael Caine glasses.
And
Batman.
Hold on. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Welcome back to Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Glad to hear all of these cities are checking back in.
Looking forward to all 4 hours.
There you go.
Amen. That's great, man. This really, I like getting the instant feedback on this. It's good.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's Portland checking in. Where is this? Where's area code 601? I never heard of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to be the first to welcome you guys to Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where that guy was found guilty, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Rob's friend?
Yeah. They're all found guilty there.
Hello there.
They're all found guilty.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Guilty.
Hello.
Hello. Batman.
Master Bruce. Crappy Michael Caine.
Hello.
The Dark Knight.
What?
Frank Miller is the reason why you don't on Mike. He also wrote Sin City.
Okay, listen, just because I didn't like Sin City doesn't mean that that's the reason I don't like Batman. Hello?
I
realize that the guy that made Sin City is the same guy that made Batman, but that's why I don't dislike Batman.
Well, The Dark Knight, and I apologize.
Wait, hold on, what are you apologizing for?
For my miscommunication.
Kiss me, Batman, like you were my co-star in Death Trap.
That was Sue
Superman.
Yeah. Yes. No that longer
was,
with us.
That's right. It was Christopher Reeve.
Unfortunately, he's pulled.
Coincidence?
He's not with us anymore. Mike is tight.
Oh, not a Mike.
Hello.
Speak, Batman.
Hello.
Is that a Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say what's up from Jersey.
Whereabouts in Jersey?
Been wanting to listen to you guys for like 4 years since you left WNEW.
What part of Jersey?
Kearney.
Kearney, New Jersey.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. Welcome back.
Again, love the enthusiasm.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. But I guess that's the whole internet thing, yeah. You know. Yeah. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
I got you down in the lower right-hand corner.
Hello.
In the upper left-hand corner.
Hello. I've minimized you now. But you're still coming out of my speakers.
Coming in loud and clear, but I'm looking at other things.
Don, I'm like, I'm watching porn while I'm listening.
That's great.
And I'm playing blackjack. And I'm betting online in the Caribbean.
It's the most incredible tool.
And I'm on the Frank Gorshin message site.
I've left a message for Gorshin as I played my third hand of blackjack and listening to you as I watch porn.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is the angst that Bruce Wayne's character felt by seeing his own parents murdered in front of him. Bob Kane talked about that when he was on his cameo appearance in the first
Jesus
movie.
Is this,
right.
is this one of the guys, like, you're one of the guys that would send me an email?
No.
Why don't you just shove it? I didn't like the Batman movie. I don't like the Dark Knight crap. Go get yourself a comics encyclopedia.
Why don't we fly this guy down and have a squirt gun fight?
The Batman that I liked was the Golden Age Batman.
Right, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine, but don't disregard the true storyline.
Oh, hold on.
It's serious business,
dude,
on both ends. Very serious.
We're talking about a guy in comics. I mean, if you want to talk about the true storyline, are you going to discount when Batman went...
You used dude like four times there.
Are you going to... Because I'm trying to speak his language. Are you going to then throw away the entire crappy era of Batman when he was battling space aliens and when he had Batmite and Batdog and Batgirl? Are you saying
that you throw away.
So that you throw away, but the stuff that you want to keep, we keep.
Well...
Because really, they're both... Really,
Superman was put out to fight the Nazis.
What?
It was a propaganda to fight the Nazis before we entered the war.
Man.
So, I mean, Superman was a propaganda tool?
Superman was the brainchild of, is it Seeger and Schuster?
Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah, right. Those are their names. Right? Two German guys. That is
Joel Siegel.
Superman.
Right. And Jonathan Livingston Siegel.
That's right. Well, it's been good having this discussion with you.
Sure is. Always is.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's the same way that people like the original Star Wars or the last three. It's not.
And that's exactly the problem. Hold on. Let me stop you here for a second.
Go ahead.
If the last three Star Wars were anywhere near as good as the first one,
yes,
you wouldn't have people bitching about it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have people bitching about it.
Right, but it's just a different era.
The different era. And this is the difference. This is the difference between you and me. When I go to the movies and see Batman, I want to see something that takes me away, reminds me of when I read the comics. If I want to see a movie where all I'm going to see is ninjas and dark and angst and everything, Jesus Christ, that's my life every day.
Right. And I do agree with you. The ninjas were gay.
Yeah, well, we caught three of them down in the parking garage.
Okay, get out of here. I'm tired of yelling.
Where it's dark.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Dark ninjas.
Like I said, you know what? I'll just wait and bring the emails in and deal with them, address each of them individually.
You get passionate about it. You're a man of passion. All sides doing this.
I like Batman.
Do you think will there ever be a movie that'll please you? Do you think? I mean, you think they'll ever go back? They're not going to go retro.
I liked the Michael Keaton movies.
Mm-hmm.
I even liked.
But that was dark.
I liked the Val Kilmer one. Right. See the one now. Go out and check out the one now.
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
No. And tell me if it's not like, you know what it is? They said, okay, we got Batman, but we got to make it Matrix-y.
Really?
And we've got to make sure it's dark and brooding.
Is there Matrix movement in the new one?
A lot of ninja stuff.
Every fight is Matrix. I mean, now he's not being thrown against the wall like in the Matrix.
Right. None of the slow motion stuff, really. Just a lot of that kind of fighting.
No, but there's a lot of the hand to hand ninja
right,
crap.
Right.
Come on, that ain't Batman.
The Michael Caine mutiny. What are you doing?
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, I'm just calling to see if we can talk about the Packers and get off the what we're talking about here.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me just check one thing.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's right. Your input is invalid.
Why is that?
Because you are inconsequential in this discussion. I'm going to take this very seriously. I'm seeing you trying to rain on my parade.
You didn't love the recent Batman.
No, I watched it.
Get out of here. Shut up, you dummy. Shut up, you dummy. Shut up, you dummy. Stop it.
Stop this.
Stop this.
Stop this string of robberies.
You are ruining our stream.
Come on, the Packers, though.
Come on, the Packers.
It's not even football season. Shut up.
You know what I heard is that this season the Packers are going to use a lot more ninja plays.
Hello, Don.
And they'll be wearing cowls.
That's right.
Hello.
Field will be dark.
Yes, hello, Don.
Yes. Turn the lights off.
Hi there.
Yes, you know, the Batman that you enjoy is from the Silver Age of comics, not from the Golden Age of comics, which from the 30s and 40s, you know.
Perhaps you are correct. Thank you. At least someone who speaks with an amount of decorum. I don't have to be the foul-mouthed roughy that I am.
Ah, the Silver Age of comics.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. There you go. Very rude to hang up, though.
It'll also be the Silver Age of our show. I know. Hold on.
Leaning towards bronze.
I got a palate cleanser for you.
Hello?
At least it's not wooden.
Hey there.
Hey.
Let's talk about your boobs.
Why? Okay.
This seems to be a subject today.
Okay, this is too funny. Come into work today, sit down with Uber producer Beth Ann McBride. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. She's Mike, you're talking about your weight loss. Beth Ann has dropped some weight.
Yes, she has.
And she's wearing just a regular blouse. And it's a white, like, cotton blouse. Mm. And I'm sitting at the desk, and she's sitting across from me. We're talking about, like, the guy from The Sopranos, what time he's going to be on the show. And I noticed that while I'm, and I always make a point of making eye contact with Beth Ann,
right,
especially with Beth Ann. She's doing this thing as we're talking. She's got newspapers, and she's holding them up over her chest.
Okay.
Now, Buzz, you caught this, and Rob, you caught this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything to Beth Ann when we were alone in the office. It wasn't until Rob came in. And when Rob came in, she readjusted these papers, and it was like, hi, guys. So, we're all set for Mike's birthday party tomorrow. And finally I said, why are you covering your boobs up with paper? Mm-hmm. And she said, because she has a blouse on that she believes reveals a bit too much, and that horn dog Jonathan, I guess, what was he doing, sneaking a peek tonight?
He kind of oogled.
Oh.
Because it's got buttons on it, and sometimes it bunches up, causing like an opening into the bra area.
Well,
where
baby.
Where they rest and sit in the cup.
Jesus.
Yeah, so. And I went, oh,
wow, there's detail. There's detail for the listening audience. Say that again slower.
It's pretty good for the internet audience.
Yeah, I bet. It was good for the Jonathan audience, too.
Well, we should get you a bunch of Victorian-era blouses.
That's okay.
Or perhaps some turtlenecks.
So here's the best part.
Story is secret.
I go through this with Beth Ann and Rob and... Then Mike comes in, and I tell Mike, I said, listen, I know it's out of line, but when Beth Ann comes in and starts talking to you, just stare at her boobs.
You tell me the story, and then you say you do that when she comes in.
Just stare at the
boobs. First thing I did when she walked in.
She did not know that Mike knew, and immediately she goes, oh! You're looking at them too.
I
hate that move. That's a wrong move.
She said, Jill Jeremy, she goes, I told you. He's looking right at them.
Well, I'll start it from Jonathan.
Yes.
How would you like it if we held papers over our pants?
Oh, Buzz. My God. You do that all the time, though, Buzz.
What is Jonathan's extension, BA?
It is. I don't think he's there.
It's 555 horny.
2884.
And do you have a cell?
Yeah, I call him a cell.
Why don't you get him on the line, please?
Okay.
Two confined beauties.
Thank you.
Yearning to breathe free, striving inward.
My idea.
Never forgiving.
Perfect.
Unending. Titanic,
you know,
orbs.
Listen, here's what's weird about it. I mean, I truly think Beth Ann is talented, and she's the Uber producer. And I don't mean this as a put down in any way, darling. I'm sure you feel the same way. I've not had a sexual thought about her. I don't know what it is about her.
All day.
In the last 10 minutes.
There you go. The last 10 minutes.
But now I can't stop it. No.
I know. It's constant now.
No, I mean,
Jonathan, on the other hand, can't control those.
There's something about Beth Ann. She's just so motherly that when I'm around, I mean, come on, I'm like any guy. When I look at any woman while I walk through the door, you know, you got like 8,000 things. So I'm saying, I wanted to say to her in a nice way when we were sitting in the office.
Phone's ringing.
This, you know, like, that's the last thing I'm going to do is like, look at your boobs. Why are you hiding them?
Good save.
Understand, it's because of Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Don and Mike here.
Ah. Hey, guys. Yeah.
No, we've got a fairly extensive policy here at CBS on sexual harassment.
What were you doing staring at the cracks in between Beth Ann's shirt today?
Staring in between the cracks of her shirt?
Yes. Yeah, well, you know what we're talking about. Don't play that.
Yeah. Where the buttons would spoof open, you know, that poof open, and you would see
Let's cut to the chase, Jonathan. You were copping a look.
Well, listen, I'm only a man.
Oh, dear.
And sometimes not even that.
Now, how is your girlfriend doing?
She's doing well. I was actually just speaking with her.
Oh, okay. Really?
Really? Did you pass on that you were looking at a couple of nice pieces of property today?
Ogling.
No, fortunately, she's not streaming your show.
Ah.
Gotcha.
Well, you made one young lady very uncomfortable, Jonathan.
Well, I apologize. I just thought she looked cute today. I think I told her that.
Now, I don't know how she'd feel about that.
What?
I don't know how she... How would she feel about that, Don?
I think that she kind of digs Jonathan. Oh, I think that she leads him on. I think that's why she's wearing that sexy clothing today.
That's why she's uncomfortable.
Do you think it's because he's safe? Because he's taken and he has that girlfriend that lives in Canada or wherever she is?
That's right. Where does your girlfriend live, Jonathan?
She lives in...
Aruba.
In our nation's capital.
Oh, she lives... Does she share a residence with you?
No, she does not. No.
Oh, okay. Catholic. See, you're kind of a freelancer then. Are you Catholic, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the attraction too. Do you and Beth Ann go to Mass together?
No, I told her I'd go with her on Ash Wednesday, but I
Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Do you kneel together?
Yeah, you know, you could look down her blouse once, but don't make it a habit.
Okay, Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan.
Just a man.
Just a man with ocean bones. He can't control himself.
Right.
You ever thought of her nude except for a rosary?
Well, do you know what chrism oil is?
No. This joke just got too Catholic.
Yeah, I do. Know what oil is.
Have you ever...
Very Catholic thing.
Jonathan, have you ever thought about giving her communion?
I have thought about it. I've considered it.
Wow. Well, well, stop staring, Jonathan.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's Jonathan.
That's not a wafer, incidentally.
No.
Answered all our questions.
Yep, we got it.
Took all our guidance.
He stares, he burns incense, and the big brass thing that he swings on a chain.
That's right. That might be the oil he was talking about.
Really, you think?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Some kind of Catholic oil?
Anointment
Beth
oil.
Ann might know. I grew up Catholic. I didn't know that.
What is anointment oil?
Well, anointment oil is you
get a priest blesses you and puts a little oil on your head.
Didn't he call it like... Trism oil or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out with effort.
What is that lubricant he was talking about?
The oil.
It's the oil that the priest uses, like when a child is baptized.
Yeah, or when he wants to, or when the priest wants to get it on, like with a 7-year-old.
No. What was it called, Beth Ann? What kind of oil?
What kind of what?
What kind of oil? What kind of petroleum distillate?
Duke of Earl.
Prism.
Prism oil.
Prism oil. Like, not to be confused. Yeah, I know it sounds like prison oil.
And it's great in a geo.
Geoprism. All right, well, Beth Ann, we're sorry that you were so ungodly, uncomfortable. You were attacked today by the eyes of Jonathan.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing the shirt again.
Are you happy that we straightened him out?
Yeah, I mean, he is harmless. And,
I think you should
but
just...
it did make me feel uncomfortable.
You should burn the shirt, and for the rest of the show, just wear just that bra.
Oh, she was wearing a bra.
Oh, yeah, like you didn't know.
I had no idea.
You could see...
I could see. Beautiful bra with big flowers on it.
like a bikini top.
No, they were little reindeer.
But it was shaped kind of like Madonna wore in her concerts.
Or like the cones.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Right. And the quiet ones.
Or like
never
the birthday hat, maybe.
funny you should mention that.
And that we had that discussion today with Rob, too.
Yeah.
Again, and this was all Beth Ann just talking about her boobs. Rob, I think, said, well, why? Because she was saying to Rob, will you wear a hat, one of the hats tomorrow for Mike's birthday party?
I demurred because they never fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beth Ann said, Mike, do you want Beth Ann to wear her yellow dress in tomorrow for your birthday?
Yes.
That was my gift. Why are you telling him the gift?
Now
it won't be a gift, so I will not wear it. Oh, well.
Your gift is the other thing.
Well, you know, but I thought, to really, like, put a little bow on the present, I'd wear the yellow dress.
She was going
to
wear it. Yes, yes, yes.
Now...
Now you need to surprise, so we require another outfit.
And a gallon of prism oil.
All right, B.A., we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Here she is, sex bot. Beth Ann McBride.
Captain of the Cheese Patrol.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Miss Handy. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I feel for Beth Ann.
You what?
I feel for Beth Ann. I have the same problem.
Men stare at your breasts constantly?
No, I have the gapping of the shirt.
Yeah, well, do you flaunt it like Beth Ann does?
Well, no, I kind of try to do an extra fluff, you know, trying to make the buttons come together.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm sorry, I just cracked myself up. The thought of Beth Ann flaunting it.
Just open a couple of buttons.
That's all. Incredibly.
No, I normally don't try to.
Possibility.
She'd flaunt it. Hey, baby.
Flaunt it. No, if there's anyone on the face of the earth who would not flaunt anything,
I don't think so.
It's her.
You know, but then she. Thank you for the call. But then she mentioned stuff to me like.
Yeah, there was a time, I think.
Yeah, she talks about.
And there will be again.
She's talking today about some guy she used to work with who, like, banged everybody at the radio station. Uh-huh. And she would say to him, you can't be having sex with all these people that they.
When did she work with Greg Edger?
Wow.
Inside radio person who works at the station joke. But it went over with my colleagues. I'd like to, now that we're on the internet, I'm going to be more sensitive about those inside jokes.
Let's be honest. The only person that we know Greg's been involved with is Colette. That's she's true. The only one.
I understand.
You can blame either one of them.
The magic is there.
How can you blame people for being irresistible?
As a matter of fact, I mean, we've got no secrets, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I've been intimate with Colette already today.
I've been intimate with Greg Edger. Not today. I can't top you on that one. A few months ago. Maybe it was years. I don't know. I blacked out. Both of them.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Mike
Hello.
Threesome.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I was just calling to welcome you guys to the worst radio market in the country, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Charlotte.
Charlotte, okay. Yeah, we've never even been on it. We've never even been canceled in Charlotte before. This is a new one for
us. This is very, very exciting.
All right, good. And your internet streams okay?
Yes, it's coming in great. While I'm making my meth, I have something to listen to.
making your meth. Yeah. Oh, I got you.
I guess it's time to say that Charlotte's on the web. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Don't be sorry. Charlotte's
I love that little spider. I did indeed. Made me cry.
You know what I like better? I liked it when it was the Charlotte's, when it was the Dark Knight.
Yes.
That's when it was the darker,
the dark
angsty.
Spider.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Charlotte's Web.
Well, let's simply say, good, Charlotte.
Now.
And Hillary Duff likes that. Yes, he said it. I had the Hillary Duff connection.
You stop it, because I'm going to have to go to Charlotte Ray.
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then, Charlotte Rampling.
Who's that?
She was an obscure actress that was, like, nude in a lot of movies.
Mike, I swear to God, I've never heard of her. I swear
Has
to God.
Has anyone heard of Charlotte Rampling? Buzz,
the name seems familiar to me.
Rob, you've heard of Charlotte Rampling?
I couldn't put a face to her.
You'd have to put her in a movie. That might be the criteria now from now on. You have to be able to put her in a movie.
Sorry about that. Charlotte. I'm stuck on Charlotte Ray. In more ways than one.
Charlotte Amelie.
Who?
I don't know.
How about my Aunt Charlotte?
Okay, how about you just step away from the mic?
Really?
Band-Aid Boy.
Hey, the Batman Band-Aid.
It is a Batman Band-Aid.
Yeah, what'd you do today? You're shaving and you almost cut your ear off?
What I did is I certified my tardom. I somehow, shaving, not paying attention, I cut myself way behind my ear.
Do you shave back there normally?
I'd probably run a razor back there just in case.
We never mentioned this, but Rob, as well as being so incredibly lovable
and
such
handsome.
A fan favorite and handsome,
is
an incredibly hairy man.
Quit looking at my breasts. Look at these damn buttons.
Stop wearing those shirts.
Sort of spring open. Oh, it happened again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, I just want to call about that fat lady who called in and was complaining that her shirt didn't fit. So she brought an extra small shirt. Buy a size that...
Okay, I got you. Now
I disagree. It gathers up.
Of course you would disagree, Buzz, because Buzz wears the tiny petite shirt.
Sure.
There he is. Okay.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Michael.
I'm Michael Kay.
Yes, I know.
I love your work. Did you like me in Batman?
I did, very much.
Thank you.
Everything you're in is good.
Thank you, Buzz. Oh, I appreciate it.
He's actually good in the movie. He's a good Alfred.
He's the butler. Okay,
he's Alfred.
Yeah.
He's real good.
Yeah, he is.
Master Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Master Bruce. Christian Bale.
Bippity boppity boo.
See my next film.
What's that?
Citizen Kane. It's destined to be a classic.
Okay,
that's from Rob.
Be right back, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Lillian?
Yeah?
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know, I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain and Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another pleat in your cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain, sure. Whatever you do. Hello?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They understand the arts of the bunt.
Indeed.
Don and Mike.
It is the best of Don and Mike, carried across the fruited plain, courtesy of Westwood One, and this segment of the best of Don and Mike, brought to you by Ford, Bold Moves. If you can hear that thump, thump, thump across the airwaves, that's my heart swelling with pride, because you get to hear my kids in this segment. I'm very proud of them. Everyone stops in to get a flu shot, but that's really not what the segment's about. The segment's about Mike O'Mara, and I'll just put it this way, an adult-themed lollipop. It's definitely beyond PG-13, maybe past R. It's Mike O'Mara's adult lollipop on the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, let's get them all in here. Robert and Julia and poor Carrie. Please watch. I say poor Carrie because watch for the bruising.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me if you don't notice.
Hey, we think Buzz is bad.
That Carrie Spiewak has an exceptional amount of foundation on.
Well, yeah.
Okay, here's the code.
Is she going to do the thing she always does with her eyes constantly darting over to Rob, fearfully?
Here's the code word. Broken nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch.
Just watch for
it. I hope it's not as bad as last time when she had actual cotton in it. What's up?
Hello, and Robert.
I can't tell you how many times they come in and we say, hey, Robert, what's happening? They come in and we say to Carrie, we say, oh, you look like you've got a black eye.
I have a hug.
I say, oh, I didn't sleep good.
Hello.
Come here, Robert. Come on over here.
Come here. How are you, Julia?
Come here, Robert. Come here, buddy.
We haven't seen each other in a long time. I'm Mike.
Hi.
Julia.
Hold on.
How are you, Robert?
Good.
So, are you at work with your daddy today?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
What's on your T-shirt?
Superman.
Superman. How come you're not
wearing one of those times I wish this was TV?
Yeah.
How come you're not wearing your Batman stuff?
Yeah.
Robert, how come you're not wearing your Batman stuff?
I think that Superman off, and I'm wearing Superman shirt.
Yeah,
that's what I
know.
Hey, Robert, you want to see Donald Duck sneeze?
Yeah.
You have to throw the imaginary pepper at me. You have to go like that.
Pretend you're throwing pepper at Uncle Mike.
Yeah. Pull me down.
Pull me down.
Yeah.
Run.
Carrie has prepared a joke. Robert.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, good. Good. I like prepared comedy.
Mrs. Spiewak with prepared comedy. And Julia, hi, honey.
Okay, tell your knock-knock joke, Robert.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Pizza.
Pizza who?
He's a good boy.
What was that?
Pizza good boy.
Pizza good boy.
Pizza good boy.
Pizza good boy.
Just throw him down and stab him with a screwdriver.
Chad in Sacramento.
Pizza good boy. I get it now. We're having some pretzels?
Yeah, there's some pretzels.
And Carrie, how are you feeling? And please be
Carrie,
honest.
Please be honest. We're all very, very
among friends.
Little sore.
Don't check with him. Don't check
See,
with
you
him.
See, you did the thing again. You looked his way. You looked over. Hey, Julia, come here. Don't I get a hug?
Me.
Come here. Come here, shy girl.
Shy girl.
Come here.
There goes Julia.
Yeah, we all know how shy she is.
There's my girl. Oh, now she's being shy. Why are you being shy? Why are you being shy? Huh?
I'm not.
You're not?
Huh.
Well, everybody loves when you say hello. Will you say hello?
Hello.
Can you do it like, hello?
Hello.
She's gotten older.
Very good. What is the newest microphone your daddy has bought?
I don't know.
Yeah, you remember the 44BX.
That's really funny.
Yeah. What's your favorite Elvis movie?
I don't know.
Well, you know what you like, Elvis, that's the way it is, right?
I like all of them.
Yeah.
You're all fair.
What is Robert saying?
What are you saying, buddy?
We in your office.
Yeah, you came to my office.
Yes.
Fun?
Is that a Superman shirt you have on, Robert?
Yes.
That's nice. I like your shirt.
Yeah. The red one don't fit me, but they're only for big people.
See, doesn't this make everybody feel that Rob really is not the bastard that he appears to be?
I know. It's humanizing him, which is very hard to do.
It's all part of the master plan.
But as sweet as I feel when I see the kids and listen to them, then I look over at poor put-upon Carrie.
Yes. She's so pretty.
It's just so put-upon. Yeah. So sad.
Does your daddy like soap?
I don't know.
Soap and a sock?
Soap and tube socks.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go back over by Mom. Have a kiss. Love you, girl.
Julia, can you play radio station real quick for Uncle Don, like you do in the back of the car?
How do you play radio station?
The news.
I don't know.
She's shy. Too bad.
You really should get them ready to perform when they're going to come in.
Hey, Robert, can you say hello, Joe?
Hello.
he's eating pretzels.
So, do you want to press a button over here, Julia?
Yeah.
Do you want to press a button? Let's see. I'll put this in. This is your daddy's favorite guy. Press that red button right there. Press that one.
Hi, this is Robert the mailman.
There you go.
Julia, that's your mailman.
Who's our mailman?
Do you know your daddy's?
Robert.
Right. He's got the same name as you.
Wow. And how is he different from you?
Stop it. My God.
I did this when I'm with him. Not just on the radio. All right, well, Rob's here with his great family. What, Robert? What?
Oh,
he
wants daddy's statues and dolls.
He wants to go to my office and see all the waving cats.
Ah, the waving cats.
Yeah, you want to see those?
Hey, Julia, do you want to go to your daddy's office and see all of his dolls?
Daddy's on here.
Yes.
Hey, can you give me a high five?
You can go give him a high five.
Give me a high five.
Ow!
He's very strong.
Good boy.
Come on, boys.
He's a good boy.
There he goes. Bye, kids.
Bye-bye. Bye, Robert. Bye, Julia.
Are the children gone now?
Looks like it. Were you just trying to hit her again?
She'll answer to the fact that there was nothing prepared. I mean, Robert had one knock-knock joke, and Julia had nothing.
So anyway,
nothing.
They're here. They're here to get their shots.
Right
in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in the nurses now.
The nursey wonders are here for the flu shots.
Right.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Right. Bring them in.
Bring them in with all of their needles.
Mm. Aren't Rob's kids great, really?
They're gorgeous.
They're full of life.
Gorgeous.
Funny, happy kids.
Mm-hmm. It's a miracle, really.
Hard to believe they're his.
Oh, it's a credit.
I mean, that they look like it. But
isn't it a credit to her?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Because isn't it really when he comes home, that's when the pall falls over the whole house. Here are the nurses.
Here come our nurses.
Here come the nurses.
Hi there, ladies. Here is Louise.
Hooray.
Louise and Kathy.
Hi, Louise. Hi, Kathy.
And it's Inova.com, mm-hmm. www.inova.com. Get your flu shot. There is no shortage this year.
Wonderful.
And did you know we are very important? We did not get them last year and we were sick. Because you had this whole thing, about old people having to get the shot.
We're valuable national treasures
regional treasures.
I mean, sure, we're a little younger, but I mean, what's the deal? This year they're making up for it. They told me out in the hallway this year, just along with the flu shots, just a little bit of heroin.
Okay.
So it's going to be very, very special.
All right, well, let's do it. Stop it. Let's start. Who's going first?
Joe, are you going first? You're just coming in rolling up your sleeve.
I'll go first.
Joe wants to go first.
It's a regular, it's a regular thing for Joe.
Ignore the track marks. Joe wants the needle more than anybody else.
Special vaccine.
Oh, God.
Joe, you idiot.
Look at us all going for the arms.
Sure.
Well, at least he, you know...
And these
for the pants. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the arm.
All the nurses. No, take a look at these guns, ladies. Huh? Isn't that incredible?
All right, Ron Burgundy.
The guns. Check out the guns.
What about the scene when he wants to fight with somebody and he says something like, that's okay, I've got John O'Sullivan right here.
Yeah, that's right. And I forgot the name of the fighters. All right, Joe's getting his. Right, how was it, Joe?
That was easy.
Come on. All right, Joe. Lay off the comedy.
You can also
thank you, Joe.
My favorite, Joe.
Joe.
You got your tickets?
To the gun show.
The gun show.
I love you, man.
Now it's Mike's turn to get his shot.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Mike, I have a special Band-Aid for you.
Oh, good. I love special Band-Aids. I really do.
Mike got the shot.
When I'm calling you.
All right, Mike.
Oh, a Barbie Band-Aid.
There you go.
How exciting is that? She's good. She's good. I mean, I didn't even notice that. Good job.
Oh, that's a Barbie Benton Band-Aid.
It's an all-nude.
No, she ain't as good as Kathy, Mike. No offense. No offense, Louise. Kathy's the one giving me my shot.
Right? Hi, Kathy. Oh, do I get a lot?
Get your sleeve up a little higher. It hurts less than I can wait.
What is that?
Great big muscle that you
got. I can take off everything.
Oh, look what I got. Look what I got.
You know, in the morning that I use the dumbbells, 2.5 pounds.
Sure, well, I can see you've got great big muscles.
Thank you.
Well, 1, 2, 3.
And
done.
Oh.
And here's your pop. The Barbie Band-Aid.
Okay, that was funny with Mike, not really so funny with me.
Hey,
thank you, though. Thank you very much.
Light up, these lollipops light up in the middle. Is that toxic?
Thank you, Kathy. Here now is Buzz Burbank.
Don't eat the battery.
Buzz ready to get his
now,
shot.
Now, ladies, please be careful with Buzz when you give him the shot. Remember, paper thin skin.
That's right.
The last time...
Very fragile.
One of the needles went... it started in his bicep, went all the way down to his wrist, and it was just a thin tear of skin.
You know, it's like if you went downtown and you opened up that big thing that's... I know he's flexing. That's got the Declaration of Independence in it.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I haven't worked.
Buzz has the tattoo, right? The big, like, barbed wire tattoo on his arm. And he looks at it and says, yeah, take a look at this. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember 2 years ago when the needle went right through?
It was so embarrassing.
Buzz's skin is like that old copy of the Declaration of Independence. Pardon? If you opened up that plastic thing, it would just...
Horrible.
Paper thin. To the wind.
Paper thin.
And now, Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Very good. All right, now,
I know that there's really not much.
He's had problems in years past, but I think this is the year where he's going to be fine.
This is really where we forego comedy and we say, please help fight the flu.
he's giving the needle.
Fight the flu. Get your flu shot.
Which arm are you going to take? And he said, oh, maybe it'll be better this year.
There's no shortage of flu shots.
Now, as is usual, please, before you give Rob his shot, we need a 3 count, okay?
A 1. A 2, and you're finished.
So she gave him she shoved the lollipop into his mouth. There we go. He doesn't like needles. He doesn't like needles at all. He doesn't. He's in a little bit of pain.
I think I got the flu.
Mm-hmm. I think my glands are swollen.
I think it's because of what you've been sucking on.
Doesn't that look gay?
Yeah. Gay, but not also gay. You seem pretty comfortable with that in your mouth.
I think I am.
Look at that.
But it wouldn't taste like this.
I found my other part.
I noticed you using a little technique, though.
Look at you. Look at you.
Now, hold on. Hey, what's your name, honey? Right here, I'm sorry. Would you step up to the microphone? What's your name?
I'm Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Are you a nurse in training?
No. I'm actually the program manager.
Oh, you're the program manager.
Did you see Mike doing
that? You're very young looking. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 30.
You're 30?
I just had my birthday this week.
Oh, my God, you're a young looking 30.
Did you see that thing Mike was doing with his lollipop?
I saw.
Yeah.
He
looked like he was doing something a girl should do, didn't it? It's like something a girl should do.
We're taking this lovely moment with these lovely nurses, and we're making it something bad.
I don't know about you, but do you think you girls learned anything about that from watching Mike? Mike, maybe, see?
I'm definitely going to get hearts next year.
Not the light bulbs. And you just want to get out of here, don't you? You are just dying to get out of here.
It's very erotic watching.
It's like walking into a whorehouse,
I
isn't it?
I was wondering what was going to happen.
It's like walking
in and listening.
You have the look on your face. I knew it. Why did we give those pigs the shot?
Walking it.
Why don't we let them get the avian flu and die?
Gay bathhouse. That's what this is like. And Mike, yeah.
Okay. I'm done doing this game. I'm grossing myself out now. It's not fun.
Not really, you're not.
Yeah. No, actually, it's okay.
You've got, Mike, you've got some on your chin.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Terribly sorry.
Get used to hearing that.
All right.
His plans are going down.
Yes. All right, Louise, Kathy, thank you.
Ladies,
very much.
Thank you. Everybody get a flu greatest. Shot. They're going to be a flu shots this year. They're going to be available.
Fight
right?
The flu.
Everybody.
No shortage.
No shortage, and we have a lot of family.
And how does this thing do against that horrible avian? No, not a chance, huh?
Right.
If that comes here, we're all
you're
getting
dead.
Sick, right?
That's it.
Okay.
For schedules for flu shots, go to www.inova.com.
Enjoy your lollipops.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, girls.
So,
bye.
But any other strain of flu is fine.
Girls, remember,
it's going to fight that.
When you get to be 65, we'll give you your pneumonia shot.
Okay, all right, very good.
The ladies were kind enough to bring some extra doses, so WJFK employees, please stampede now.
No.
No?
No.
None for them?
No, let me select.
Okay.
I would like a list of employees, please.
Have you no list there?
All right, let me see. Out of everyone who works here?
Yeah.
There's a hole in the side of this thing.
Let's see.
Should be on the top.
It's not.
Should be like a snake with one eye.
Well, everybody's different.
Let's see. Cameron?
No.
Now I hope he gets it. Chris Owens? We'll have to see if he makes the cut.
Priorities.
Colette Harris at the front desk? Yes, Colette. Let's give her a flu shot.
Yeah.
Dave Howard?
Howard.
Not a chance.
Give David.
No. You know what? Why don't we bargain about these people?
All right, Dave Howard, I think, should get a shot.
I think Howard can share a shot with one other sales guy.
What about John, the crooked commissioner of our fantasy football?
Yeah, definitely
league.
John.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. What about Julie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
How about it? Only if we can watch?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And she has to get the shot.
Where?
I know.
Where, dog?
You're right.
Hey, right in your boob.
Right in your boob.
Okay, that Mike's doing some more phantom.
Well, that would be if she really wanted the shot bad. I didn't even have to look to know what you're talking
about. All right, so Julie can have it. Let's see. How about Paul Gorgie?
No.
Robbie Gomez? Yes.
Yes.
Shondell? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about, I'll throw this out, Tony Diggs.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Tony should be like high on the priority list.
Yeah,
he is the engineer.
He should get two.
And that would be it. Then I guess the only ones that we're arguing about, I'm going to throw out Colette. I'm throwing her out there that I'm offering up Colette. And Mike, would you stop so vigorously sucking off on that?
Faggot.
Mm. Really good lollipops.
Faggot.
They melt very quickly.
Yeah. Just wait until you... Wait until you get.
I mean, it's like a regular lollipop. I'm not performing on it.
Wait, no, yes, you are. Wait until you get to the center, which is not a chewy center. It's a nice liquid center.
Oh, man, I gagged.
Now,
keep practicing.
Many do their first time.
Now you just did it.
You and the nurses will learn.
Oh, my God.
All right, so flu shots for everybody except the names of the people that we mentioned who don't get them.
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, this has a little pump on the bottom of it. A spring, actually. Yeah,
you peel the label off and you've got a spring.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
How clever is that?
You can
slip it on your
spring!
You can do this.
Look, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
that makes it worse.
Now it looks even more like...
Got a shape to it. Really does have a shape to it.
Oh. Now you come full circle. You put it coming out of your pit. You don't have to go to the doctor like that. The doctor's going to say, wow, all the blood is rushing right to it. It's red. Wow. It's
what do you think about angry.
My kids are in the building.
Look, go walk down the hall to Beth Ann's office.
All right.
There are children present.
Make sure your kids are not in the way.
Hold on,
cover yourself with a newspaper or something.
Wow, Beth Ann. You know what we should do? Would you mind if we got a picture of that for the website?
Not at all. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, dumbass. Hi,
hey,
Joe. Where's? Come on.
Nice. Play nice.
I kid because I love Joe.
Thank you.
Where's Beth Ann?
She's right here. She just got back. All right,
going down the hall.
Okay. She's good. Hold on. Stay on the phone with me, B.A.
Okay.
And take a look at Mike when he comes in.
Is he, like, doing something to that lollipop?
Well, he's
not exactly.
He's put it somewhere. And I'd like you please to take a picture of it for the website.
Okay. I have to, oh, man.
Yes.
Okay. I got to go get a digital camera.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I imagine that's what Freddy Krueger's looked like. Oh, did you hang up?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, good. Thank you.
She's in shock.
All right. But now, Mike, you should not be. Seriously, dude. I'm sorry to call you dude. You shouldn't be licking your fingers when you come back. You're like some dirty whore in a porno.
My pants are sticky. They are. All the sugar from the lollipop got on my pants. And you know what? I walked out there and they said, keep the kids away. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody was out in the hallway.
Of course.
Everybody was like a convention out in the hallway.
Well, you could have taken it out of your pants.
You know,
I could not. Not that's not. That's against the comedy rules.
Okay, here's Joe with the camera.
Okay, yeah, he's going to take the picture for me.
There you go. That's right on the front page of the website.
Joe has dreamed of this photographic opportunity.
And you will be able to see the lollipop. I predict that picture will come back to bite you in the ass someday.
Let me see. Or something else back there.
May I see?
Show him.
May I see?
Show him that picture.
Pass the camera over here, Joe. Let's see that.
That almost looks real, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Frighteningly.
That's
scary.
Yes.
Here I am exposing myself.
Get that right out to the fan. Thank
you. You're right. Well, there goes the congressional run I had planned for later in my life.
You gave us more than one great shot.
The
other one's almost better. Because it appears that you're working the popsicle. You and the popsicle. I'm sorry. The lollipop.
I like the first one better. It's got a better view of the popsicle.
The lollipop, or whatever we're calling it.
We'll call it that.
Anyway, thank you very much. Fight the flu and noises.
I'm not signing no release.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on a field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking, and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with a tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader, the girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Champion Carpet Bombers, Don and Mike.
Oh, that was The Naughty Cheerleader, or as you and I refer to her, Beth Ann McBride. It is the best of Don and Mike, because I, Rob Spiewak. Thanks for joining us today. Don and Mike have one more week of vacation. They will be back live in studio 1 week from today. I was going to say 1 week from today. Yeah, that's right. Good. Moving on, I just mentioned Beth Ann. Let's stop talking, because no good can come of that. This is when we say goodbye to Beth Ann, and we find out she made an offer to a station employee who calls himself CK, an offer he can't refuse. Or Kenny. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, let's talk. Let's see if Andrew is around.
Oh, yeah. You know he is.
Find Beth Ann to find Andrew, because Andrew apparently was at the front desk today.
When the kind of strange guy showed up?
Yeah. When the guy that has made a self-replicating machine showed up.
Handwriting in his note looks like Liddy's. Self-replicating to me means he made a human copying machine.
Yeah.
Right. A clone machine.
He will clone himself. With a machine.
Bring it on down.
With a machine.
Hope he doesn't clone Andrew. Hook it up.
Maybe he already has.
How will we know?
And there'd be no way of knowing.
No. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Howdy.
Hey, Joe. Where is B.A.?
She's getting Andrew.
All right, thank you.
Does that mean we're going to have him live in the studio?
You know it.
Oh, nobody likes the microphone more.
That's the best. All right, thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Here he comes.
It's Wednesday Joe.
Oh, listen to that voice.
Yeah. Listen to that.
Hello?
Hey, Beth Ann.
She's still here?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Like a raisin farm.
There she is. All right, come here for a second, Dia.
Here he comes.
Hey.
Now, get ready for dynamic conversation.
When you leave us to take the job being program director of three stations.
My last day is Thursday, December 15th.
Are you allowed to say what kind of stations you're going to be programming?
Sure.
And what are the formats?
What do you think?
No.
You're probably like hip-hop. You like hip-hop?
I do.
Is that one of them?
No.
No.
Spanish?
News talk?
Yeah.
Classic rock?
No. They're all news talk.
They're all news talk?
All three.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In the same town?
Well, in three different towns.
I see.
Are you chewing gum?
Maybe.
You get a little lippy, aren't you, towards the end?
Look at old cocky gum chewer.
Yeah, look at that. You get a little lippy.
It's cocky McGum chewer.
Cocky
McGum chewer.
Oh, forgive me.
There she goes. All right, so three talk stations. Hey, come back here.
What?
She looks good today.
Shut up.
She's got her Cher haircut.
I'd love to have you
today.
On, but I can't.
Yeah.
Because guess who's doing afternoons?
Yeah, who?
You?
Sean Hannity? I know you?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the show?
Wow.
What's the show gonna be?
Is it gonna be news talk?
What's it gonna be?
Countdown? It's gonna be a news talk show. You're gonna be talking about issues?
Countdown to Red Zone?
The issues that matter to me.
Oh my God.
This inner government.
Oh dear.
Be the menstruation minute.
Way to go, Oprah.
Shut up.
Recipes, sewing tips.
Maybe. Not every segment. There'll be variety.
Are you going to cook?
No, I'm going to cook.
You going to have traffic on the eights?
And the ones? And the fives?
All
and
right.
If I run out of time, the sixes.
FM or AM? You'll be on the FM.
AM.
Oh, AM.
Nice.
Way charming.
Nice.
Yeah, future. That's the future, baby. Tell me. Trust me, I'm living there right now. I mean, you've seen our affiliate list.
Everybody does FM. I want to do AM.
Back to Coffee Talk with Beth Ann McBride.
Sure you do.
Coffee Talk. And now here's Beth Ann.
Okay.
Our guest is the mayor.
And maybe just in case, do you think I should bring in a box of records?
For your news talk show?
There you go. Here she is.
This is some of the fun we're going to have.
Can you imagine? I would give anything for a tape of that first show.
We'll get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear, hey, do you hear that silence in here right now?
Yeah.
Andrew's in here.
Hello.
Now, Andrew, you saw the guy, you were working at the front desk today when the guy came in and said that he has a self-replicating machine. Now, what the frig is up with that?
Me and Clint were standing there, and he kind of happened in off the street, and he starts talking about comparing some machine he's trying to patent that appeared on Star Trek.
Describe him, please, Andrew.
He said he hadn't slept in about 2 days, and he kind of looked like that. He was paler than Don, I guess, too, and pale guy.
He was paler than me.
Well, everybody's paler than me.
I've got a pretty good year-round tan. Would you?
Was he paler than you?
He was paler than me, yeah.
Much really.
Most of us.
Did he speak to you directly, Andy Fun Sponge?
He kind of was just talking to whoever would listen. There was me and Clint there, and the copier guy was up there, too, and he was just going.
And he wants to be on the show because he made a self-replicating machine.
Well, he was asking for Liddy, and I told him he didn't work here. And
one of those guys.
Yeah.
Did he scare you?
A little bit.
He wasn't bleeding from the head, was
no,
he?
No.
Mike, I don't see why he can't talk to Liddy.
Yeah,
we could hook him up.
Hello there.
Tell me something, Andy Vacuum.
Well, he wanted to talk. He was wondering if we had any science programs. He wanted to speak to a scientist. So,
did you find him attractive?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, let's give the guy a call and see if he wants to talk to G. Gordon Liddy.
What if he's sleeping
now? The note said to call after 2 p.m. Right?
Yeah.
Can you read that number, Rob? Rob, if you'll pick that up.
Hi, Andy.
Hi there. We get the guy.
Andy, say hi to Rob. He's saying hi to you on the
Hello.
Phone.
Well done.
Andy Kilfun.
Yeah.
So are you going to miss Beth Ann?
Definitely the sweaters.
Well said. It's pretty good for him.
That says it all.
It's
right.
Good, Andy. I like that. You're coming along.
Thanks.
Think you'll be able to tap that thing one time before you leave? Before she leaves?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Nice hit and run?
No.
I'm pretty sure she's safe.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, you wouldn't have to wear a rubber. You know what I'm saying.
Two words, Andy. Safe.
Hi, Charles.
And grateful.
Rob with the Don and Mike radio show on WJFK.
No, he's not there.
Sorry to see you missed our call. We will try back. Good luck with the self-replicating machine. Bye.
All right, we'll keep this
on file.
Did he smell?
What's that?
Did the guy smell?
I didn't get very close. I don't know.
If his machine works, wouldn't you think someone would always be home?
I would think so. Because he could always have somebody. He could have his own receptionist that looked just like him.
Hold on just a moment. What is that?
Beth Ann.
Yes, hello, Beth Ann.
I didn't want to go on the air, but did I just wanted to mention, did Andrew mention that when he came in, he was looking for a scientist?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
Did you hear Andrew mention your sweaters?
Are they too tight?
No, he said he's going to miss them.
He's lying.
I don't think he's lying at all.
I don't think so.
I think so.
What do I have to gain?
True.
By lying.
Okay.
That's right. You know the movie you should rent?
What?
Taps. Tap that thing one time.
Sure.
Tap that. Tap that sweet thing. Give her a nice going away present. I think she wants it.
Take her over to your bachelor pad or the room otherwise known as Andy's Joy Abyss.
And Beth Ann, you've always been sweet on Andrew, haven't you?
Yeah, I do like him. Sure. I'd insist on a rubber, though.
Would you like to join the Joy Luck Club?
We're down to the negotiations.
Did you hear that now?
She is actually just giving you permission to have her.
No, he has a girlfriend.
I do.
I just got you out of it too now, Andrew.
You don't want to get busy with Andrew's love drill?
No, I have a crush on somebody here.
Paul Gorgie, right?
I do love Paul, but
you don't want Andy to be the handy Andy man?
No.
Andy. Oh, Beth Ann.
What?
Beth Ann. I don't know.
Will you interview Andy on your talk show?
If I have to, I'll call.
Is it that bad?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of time to fill Andy.
Now that's your News Talk 11 with Beth Ann McBride and Andy. Or Andrew.
Isn't that funny?
Anybody ever call you Drew, Andy?
Never.
Right.
Okay.
Let's start.
Okay.
What is the name of your show going to be, B.A.?
They want something with my name in it, and I hate that, so I have 2 weeks to figure it out.
Are you interested before you leave in having a little Andy candy?
I'm just going to say the same thing. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God, I was going to say, do you crave Andy candy? I'm trying to think of anything that rhymes with Andy.
Andy candy.
Andy candy.
Randy.
Randy candy.
Sure.
All right, bye, B.A. Bye, Andrew.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Shake Andy enough, he makes some Andy brandy.
Get out of here. Lifeless mannequin. Look at him.
There he goes.
Jesus Christ. And to think that guy like gets in a car and goes out and functions in society.
Has a girlfriend waiting for him.
There he is. The pleasing Andy Eason. I love using his last name.
I know. Eason?
He has
a last name. Man.
Like Tony Eason, the guy who used to be the quarterback of the Patriots.
You know, we're always talking about homegrown talent on this station. How about a weekend show for Eason and Edlin?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, the format for Beth Ann's show is she's just going to take callers and then steamroll right over top their conversation.
Ouch.
That's not fair.
Ouch. Hello there.
Better speak up, Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
The Quiet Storm with Beth Ann McBride.
I guarantee that storm ain't quiet. It's a loud storm.
How about maybe a controversial show?
Yes, what?
Known as the Friction Zone.
Well, I like Don and Mike show. Between the corduroys. Hello.
Here comes the McBride.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, buddy.
Hey, I got the new name for the Beth Ann show.
Yes.
The Ann B and Andy show.
The what? The Ann?
The Ann B and Andy show.
Okay. All right.
One McBride for seven brothers.
Oh, we're going to miss her.
It'll be Beth Ann with the seven black guys.
Robert.
You want him?
And six of his friends.
Right.
You know, if she does have a tryst with anyone before she leaves,
yeah.
it could very well be Robert Mailman. Although, you know what? Because here's the truth about Beth Ann. In her heart, she is probably one of the sweetest people that I've ever met. And I really mean that. I don't think she wouldn't do anything bad to anybody beyond her control.
Sure.
She does stuff like Tom Gavin calls her at home.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me that like at midnight, Tom Gavin calls her up and says, you know, hey, baby. And, like, she doesn't say, go to hell, you stupid, bald retard. That she talks to him on the phone.
I don't doubt that. No.
So, I think if Beth Ann is going to have a tryst with anyone before she left, I know she'd love to have Paul Gordy from the station, but he's taken and she's got that whole thing about married guys. I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, my money would be on probably an underdog like Tom Gavin, that she could almost use him as a project. Clean him up, give him the night of his life, then get in her Volvo and get the frig out of town.
Drive her Volvo out of town.
Hold on, here she is right now. Hello?
Oh, Danny, Ocean 11, you know me so well.
You planning on getting it on with Tom Gavin before you leave town?
No.
No?
No.
If you really could, you know, have your way with anybody here at the station, would it be Paul Gorgi?
No, because he's married.
Yeah.
I already told the person that I liked him. I almost just melted in front of him. So forget that.
Really?
I'm not good at it.
Was it Tim McWilliams?
No.
Was it Timmy?
No, he's a young boy.
He's a young boy?
Perhaps a producer for another show.
Who?
Perhaps a producer for another show.
CK?
Mm-hmm.
CK's the one that you chose?
Mm-hmm.
You
got to meet
the bald guys?
You told CK that he could have you?
Yep.
You told CK that you had a thing for him?
Mm-hmm. And I go, I haven't scared you, have I? Because I didn't mean to scare you.
How did you put it?
I can't remember.
What, was it serious?
Try.
I can't. I really can't remember. I was too, I couldn't, as I was saying it, I couldn't believe I was saying it. But I thought, what do I have to lose? I'm leaving.
Wow.
How did you remember CK responding to it?
What did he say?
He seemed flattered. And then scared because I was still there. I was still insisting upon it.
Hey, Rob, would you get CK on the phone?
I'm flattered and scared. I like that.
First flattered, then scared, then terrified. Scared.
When did you do this frightening of CK?
A month ago. Yeah.
See, that's when the betrayal began.
Oh, stop, please. It wasn't a betrayal.
It was a month ago that you were going to leave the show and you kept it from all of us. Yes, 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 loyal Rob.
He's, and you know, I feel the same way about Chris. He's on a plane.
Oh.
So he can't be reached right now. How convenient.
Well, then tomorrow, perhaps, we'll set aside a few moments to talk. CK is the Junkies producer.
Right.
He's like my son.
We're going to have to find out exactly how this unrequited love triangle works.
How about that?
It's not really a triangle.
It might be required. Well, we don't know.
Well, that's right. Day ain't over yet, right, Beth Ann?
Well, I think it's pretty unrequited. But I do like him.
Are there any second choices you have?
No, he's the only one. And I'd have it without being married.
You'd have it.
Him. She said she'd violate her rule.
Oh, wow.
She'd have...
You must really want him.
Sex out of wedlock.
No, but I really like him.
Unprotected.
I really like him.
Sex out of wedlock.
How about that? F stick, yes.
Would you like him to give you a baby?
I already had one of those. No, that's okay.
That's a crime in this state.
We could adopt.
It's a crime in this state to have marriage out of wedlock.
Where would you adopt from?
Why, I waited.
Wherever he wanted to.
China?
Perhaps. We'd be like Brad and Julie.
Clementine McBride.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
Well, I will miss unwrapping your onion.
Really? No kidding.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, the many layers of Beth Ann McBride.
Peeling back the many layers of B.A.'s onion.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll just have to listen to my new show.
Do you have a name for it?
No. I don't know why they want to put my name on it and they want billboards.
I do.
It's a lot of pressure.
Okay, how about this?
It's going to be bad, Don. If it's going to be bad, Don.
It's the afternoon show, right?
Right.
Okay. Failure.
Failure?
Yeah, show on how to deal with it. Not very catchy. That's what Don meant. He didn't mean you're going to fail.
I'm kidding, Beth Ann.
She got really quiet.
I was mulling it over.
Seriously considering it.
Yeah, I'm right down.
No, here's another one.
Another one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, what did he say?
Nothing yet.
I didn't say it yet. He's thought of it. I haven't said it yet. Hold on.
He's anticipating.
Because I'm looking at a billboard. Big Apples Circus.
That's okay. You mock. That's fine.
Are you going to have a newsman?
I'll have a whole team of news people.
The whole
and I may have to go to them.
Are you going to be their boss?
Yeah.
How many people will you have working under you?
Ten.
Ten. Wow, big shot.
Wow.
Oh,
look at him mock me again. That's okay.
No, it's fine. True. What's your title? What's your title going to be?
PD.
No, I mean, you have three stations.
Yeah, I'd be like the operations manager, but I don't like that. I just like program director.
Yeah, that's right. You want to be like your workers. You want
well,
to be...
won't each station have a program director?
One does. That will, but I'll work with him together.
Oh, what a lucky man that is.
I know.
I can't believe you're leaving Radio Heaven to go to Radio Hell. Well, good luck in Purgatory. That would be a good name for the show as well.
Purgatory
in the afternoon.
How about the full name? You change your name. Purgatory McBride. Kind of have an old Western theme to it.
Life sucks. How's that?
No.
Well, then you know.
What?
I mean, that might be the name after you get there for a couple of days and realize what you've done with your career. But, you know.
You can steal a name. How about Little Annie Fanny?
All right, B.A. Well, gosh, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll miss you guys, too.
We'll miss you. And good luck.
Well, thank you.
I got a new name for you.
I'm writing it down, Mike.
Crystal Beth.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Fastest hour on radio.
Thanks, Buzz.
A lot of that. They sell a lot of that down in those parts.
I may need it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe you can score some with CK and make that experience here that can.
You know, I really do like
it. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That.
It's time for the Beth Amphetamine Show. Perfect.
Okay.
You and Chris could go to a rave. That's what the kids do nowadays, isn't it?
Right. He can give you some of that date rape and...
Yeah, you can suck on a pacifier.
Then you can have the day-glow things.
And a room filled with suds.
I'm getting a headache. I'm getting a headache.
Getting?
Okay.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll miss you guys.
Time for the Beth Adone Show.
That's what you say. You know when you'll miss us? I guarantee. What time will your show? What time?
Don't you see? You put this thought in my head. What time? It's really going to happen.
What time does your new show start? 3.
3.
I predict that you will miss us at
3:01 p.m.
3:01.
How about this show? I got and the names are just like flowing into me right now. Beth, be not proud. Beth comes a calling. Beth leaves her calling card.
Beth becomes her.
McBride of Frankenstein.
Okay, I heard them all. Okay, I'm right. I gotta go.
McBride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Love and Beth.
The Daily Reflection.
Oh.
Hey, perfect.
Yeah.
The Beth Squad.
The Beth Squad.
Now they're starting to email them in as well.
Yeah, of course they are.
A view from the mirror.
The Daily Mirror.
Sure. That's the Daily Mirror.
Okay, this has been fun.
Sure has.
Yeah.
Or the real name of the show, Looking for CK.
Yes.
Yeah, looking for CK.
It wasn't cool how I did it.
Smells like Beth.
Okay.
I was just trying to put it in, you know, death.
Now that does it worse.
Smells like Beth.
Yeah, no, that didn't come out right.
No, I didn't mean that. Sorry.
That's okay.
How about this one? Still bleeding after all those years.
I got it. This is kind of not an original idea, but this might work. It's a famous show on ESPN. Pardon the interruption again.
I actually like that. I'll do more listening this time.
I'll do better.
All right, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, Christ. Well, why did we ever let someone have such a long goodbye?
Cotton Queen.
Cotton Queen.
Time for the Cotton Queen. That's his. About 70% of them are his, but that's when he's getting credit for it. The Cotton Queen. High Cotton with Beth McBride. And the Ann has got to be thrown out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, okay. Man, Ron.
Okay, Ron.
He's going to need codeine.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Look what we have for you to bid on now. A barbecue and a new car. No. A lovely dinette group. Palachek's Casual Dining Group is made from the highest quality rattan. The heads of cane-back chairs add distinction to the timeless design from Palachek. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lift Lipman's Wonder Mop. Your hands never touch water. Just slide his special record sleeve down and twist. Lipman's for better mops.
Roger, Rod.
Yes, Bob.
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something?
Oh, Rod.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, it's NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen. I bet he's excited to see the Redskins lose tonight. It's the best of Don and Mike, counting down the moments till kickoff. And if I can offer you one piece of advice, be like Dave Cook. And go visit AddictedToKelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. That's right, this portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford. Dave Koch is our engineer, and he's smiling and having a good time. Also, you're probably wondering why I'm playing the Aerosmith. It's because the song is Dude Looks Like a Lady. Now, here's a dude who does not even remotely resemble a lady. It's Dude Walker, and it's an on-air live session. These are always a lot of fun, and a lot of people enjoying listening to them. So, it's Dude Walker on the best of Don and Mike.
We'll do that, and then do this.
Is he there?
Good here. The great Dude Walker. Dude.
Howdy, boys.
Hi, dude.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Dude Walker, a good friend of the show.
Yep.
Simply the, one of the finest voiceover guys.
Yeah, has trouble sitting down, though. He's usually in a lot of discomfort when he sits because of the
size. Oh, yeah, he's got big ones.
Right.
And yeah, he's got the wheelbarrow behind him.
Yeah, and then seeing him, it's helpful when he's walking.
And we've got, did you see the sheets? 70 of these?
70.
70.
That's a lot.
We're ready anytime. Thanks, Buzz.
I just wanted to point that out.
You know, a lot of times people think that Buzz's witty comments go over our heads. And I want you to know, even though we don't acknowledge them, we hear it, and we know how freaking funny Buzz is.
That's why in some circles he's referred to as the rapier. Absolutely.
Dude, could you turn your headphones down just a hair? Because
could turn my headphones down? Okay.
Thank you.
What's happening here is I'm a little delayed.
Yes.
I'm hearing myself come back to me about a half second later, like a big stadium.
Okay, what if we do this?
Yeah, Rob just pressed the button. Is that any better?
Is that better? Hello? Hello?
I don't know. Yes, that sounds much better. That's perfect.
Okay.
How'd you do that?
I pretended I asked the engineer what to do and imagined his answer.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm sure there was a technical word for what I was trying to say, but
very creative,
it sounded like, today is the luckiest day in my life, you know, that thing. Right.
The deal is, as Dude does these, we are free to laugh and whatever we want because our voices are not being recorded. Just Dude's is.
Right.
Just Dude's. When I say Dude's, I want to say like plural Dude's are, but actually just Dude's.
It's possessive.
Dude's is. Are. Being read.
Dude's reading. I'm confused.
Okay, let's start with number one. And this is something that was mentioned just yesterday on the show.
All right, here we go. He's number one of 70. Broadcasting Butterball Naked, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's beautiful. Perfect. Number two, and a sexy read, please, on the beginning of this.
Not a word, my sweet. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, nice.
You're in good voice today, dude.
Nice. Okay. Three.
The cure for your malaise. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. All right, now the next one is done like Count Floyd. Very scatty kids.
Ooh.
And I'm not kidding you this time.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Very scary kids, and I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
Good one. Next. This is a good one. The next one's simple.
Your favorite asses, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But, you know, those are the best in my opinion, the ones that just tell it like it is. All right, here's, again, Rob wrote all of these. They're all great. Mm-hmm. Some of them even I don't get. I don't get this one, but let's go with
it. Okay. More than six, but less than 12. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a beer reference.
Yeah, that's how many beers had when Joe fell down the steps.
Okay.
We asked him how many beers he had, more than six, but less than 12.
See, Rob writes down a lot of the little things.
Right.
Number seven.
Pigs love mud, and you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that's nice.
That's right out of that brain of yours. Pigs love mud.
Number eight.
Come, visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The crease?
Our crease.
I like that.
Number nine.
Even better than a ball of blood, the Don and Mike Show.
That's eight. Rob, 10.
So far you're hitting on all these. your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
11.
Equally attractive to both sexes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
12. Tell me if this is not true.
Your destination for disappointment. The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. 13.
They'll suck the power out of ye. Don and Mike.
14 for our neighbors to the north.
Legendary Canadian troubadours, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bingo. And what was that from, Rob?
That's for Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. Right. Yes, the legendary Canadian troubadour.
15, I'm totally out of the loop on this one.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
Uncoordinated.
Uncoordinated.
Oh, okay.
That's what you used to say back in the 70s, Unco.
16.
They have an eye for the unexpected, Don and Mike.
That's the truth.
17, you know, you're doing lyrics to a song here, so just go ahead.
Try to understand. Try to understand. Try to understand. They are magic men. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a good one.
Nice. Here's one that is incredibly funny that we will never be able to explain to you why it is funny, but trust me, this is like nut-splitting funny.
Pinch hitting for Lou Brock, Don and Mike.
There it is.
Okay.
Bingo, baby.
Can't tell you.
No.
Right. Funny. This number 19, no offense, Rob, this one stinks. Let's go to number 20.
I forget why we wrote that, but there was a reason. But okay.
Oh, now it's weird.
Let's go to 20.
All right, here we go. Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
See, what's a good buzz? I heard that. Like, I'm going to point that out when you said the thing that wasn't funny. I heard that, which
hey,
was
dude,
funny. Which is
can you do that one more time just for me and just do it?
Sure.
And do it. Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. Run it, run it all together, yeah.
Okay.
And if you say it like with the slight New York thing, radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality.
Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
You know,
now I'm stuck in that groove and I can't get out.
I'm amazed you still get business after you come on the show and read some of these things.
Fabulous, dude.
Number 21.
Your round trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
22.
Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. 23.
They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy. The Don and Mike Show.
24.
They shall make the beast with two backs. Don and Mike.
Wow.
I saw a lot of M's. I don't know what kind of M you wanted me to
say. You got it.
Perfect. 25. This one is truly accurate.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them, Don and Mike.
26.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's pimple popping time.
27.
Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
28. Again, gospel. 28.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget that, people. Number 29, true.
They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
We do, and we make it every day.
30.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
31.
When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. Now, Robbie, what was the lead? I remember this thing about the ensemble show.
Oh, that's Diamond.
Jack Diamond. Yeah. Okay. 32.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
Oh, God.
33.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
35. Now, listen, here's the thing about 35.
Uh-huh.
This is something that either Rob or I say to each other, seriously, every day since Rob's been working with us almost 12 years now.
All right. This is a funny place, the Don and Mike Show.
We just say that about how effed up this place is. This is a tribute to Helen McBride, 36.
Your home for petting To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
37.
Baby, I love their way. Every day. Don and Mike.
38. This is a scab one.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
39. I remember when someone called the show and said this.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that one.
40.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
41.
Let them cream your daisy. Ooh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like that.
42. If only this was really true.
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
If only.
Yeah, would that it would be true.
43.
Warning may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
44.
Radio jogger nuts. Don and Mike.
We had that too.
You read that perfectly.
Yeah.
Jogger nuts. Number 45. We hear this all the time about our ratings.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, there you go.
46. This one is true.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
47.
I know what this one means.
Yeah.
Okay. The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That is great.
48, dude.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
Also great. Yeah, two in a row from the same general area.
Yeah. And 49 again, this is just Rob's fascination with the funny bone.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see, the marrow transplant. Oh, okay, 50 with a deep breath before.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. 51.
It's time to make stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, on the next one, it's Helen Lejos.
Lejos.
Helen okay. Lejos.
It's the home of Helen Lejos and her 14-karat gold corduroys. The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
Again, we don't have time to tell you why Beth Ann's nickname is Helen.
Right.
And why Lejos has been added as her last name. But trust me, it's all very funny.
All right.
And she's even responding to Helen.
Yes, she likes Helen.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Okay, 53.
Nightmarishly elastic. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. And do walk her down. Let's hear number 54.
They are very well spoken. Don and Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, coach. Number 55.
Come drink their hair water. Don Geronimo.
Hair water. 56. Oh, Rob, you're so kind when you wrote this one.
The Chosen, Don and Mike.
Bingo.
57.
They pursue the rare and magical white unicorn, Don and Mike.
58. This, of course, is about Rip Taylor.
Right.
It's time for a little Rippy Dippy on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we love Rippy Dippy.
59.
Quite listenable, the Don and Mike Show.
Wow, that was number
59.
Number 60.
They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
61.
Beautiful minds. Don and Mike.
Sure.
Now on the next one. I know it's la, la, la.
Okay. La, la, la. Don and Mike.
63. A tribute to the great General Robert Knight.
If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
64 for my Aryan brothers.
Uber honkies, Don and Mike.
65, now this is like Scott Shannon. We have a tape of him, so we need you to go, Eric, who's on the line? Am I getting that?
Eric, who's on the line?
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Bara.
66.
The Big and the Pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
That's us.
67.
Champion Hot Baggers, Don and Mike.
68. Rob, this is the funniest goddamn thing you ever wrote for Dude to Read.
Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sure.
Here's another one from a recent show, I guess, in a redneck voice, please.
When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Yeah, that was from the other day.
Number 70, at the very end, when you say hi to Mike. Hold on, let me find.
Oh, the big voice thing?
Yeah. Something like, dude, your hi, Mike, should be.
Hi, Mike.
Something like that. Okay?
Yep. It's the Don and Mike Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
There it is.
Well, hi to you.
Then, as always, number 71.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Walker.
Good job.
Is that guy a pro or what?
Yep.
He just
banged
out.
70 takes. No reversals.
70 takes. Mm. He didn't screw any up. He laughed a couple of times.
No reviews.
But how great is that?
Dude, here's one I wrote down during the commercials there, because it spin off of one of the commercials. Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Listen today, perform tonight. The Don and Mike Show.
Excellent.
Bingo, way to go, dude.
Pretty good, dude. Well, as always, you're the greatest. Everybody loves hearing you do those live on the air, and we'll play them for the next couple of months, and then we'll have you back on. And you're the greatest. And on a personal note, dude, it was really great to see you at the services for Frida. And I really meant what I said to you and your wife.
Well, thank you.
You too.
It was a tough time all around, and I was thinking, I don't think I told you that night, I work with words all the time, usually other people write them, but it's very frustrating when you're trying to make somebody feel good, or at least make the hurt go away, and you just don't have the words, and I was speechless. I so badly wanted to say something to make you feel good, and I guess just being there had to help a little bit.
No, it did.
Yeah, it was tough.
And, I'm going to get sappy for a second. Don't forget what I told you. I really think you and we say this a lot, we kid a lot, but really, you're a special lady, and she is. You two have a real friggin' bond, and that. And I mean, the dude and I got in a discussion with the parallels between my marriage and his marriage, and how intertwined they are. So, don't F it up, dude. I know you're not going
It does make you, I mean, if anything can come good of all this, it did make you stop and say, whoa, hold on. Yeah. I'm really taking some stuff for granted.
Yeah, and hold on is the operative term there.
Anyway, your support, as always, was greatly appreciated, and you were great on the show today.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll be back soon.
Keep kicking ass. We'll talk to you soon, dude.
All right, guys.
All right, here he is, the great dude Walker.
And I do mean great.
That is a classy guy.
Yep.
And be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. I'm Ed Simeon. Right now I have something groovy for you. Groovy. It's a new recording group called Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution. So, for all of you young youngsters out there, here they are with one of their latest tunes. It'll be a really big show. Woo, woo, woo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
It is the best of Don and Mike. I'm your cordial host, Rob Spiewak. Thanks for spending your Monday with us. Good segment coming up here. An episode of Explain Yourself. Pictures of food. A guy who's taking a picture of everything he's ever ate. I think you'll enjoy it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello.
But remember, she picked Ricky Williams.
Right.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Is the guy about the food?
Well, yeah, he's on the other line.
Okay, great. One other thing. This is
Tina, very... eat the food.
This is very important.
No, he's listening. He can hear the station online.
That's great. I don't care about that.
Okay.
This is an issue between you and I.
Okay.
I hate to keep bringing these things up on the air.
I know you do, Don.
What did you forget today?
What did I forget?
Besides the Napoleon Dynamite tapes.
Don't know.
What did you forget? What do I need?
Your Sharpie. Oh, my God. My head. I'm so sorry. I'm getting them right now.
You better, honey.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, please to explain. You needed Sharpies?
Sheep. She is rather protective. I love going through Sharpies. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better. First off, you get a great rush when you open it up and you just sniff a brand new Sharpie. Mm. It's like back in school with the when they would do the old
mimeograph.
Right. Everybody, like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Totally off today.
There you go. That's right.
You know what you also forgot? Your yellow dress. So long.
She is just so weird about these Sharpies. She says because they were in such short supply.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, I like new, fresh Sharpies. Fortunately, I'm a man of means. I could be the Sharpie king if I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I could be like Jerry Lewis with socks with Sharpies.
You could go through a brand new one every day.
Every day. However, Beth Ann, because she, you know, it's the way she is,
mm-hmm.
she very carefully gets four different colored Sharpies. Today they happen to be black, green, purple, and blue.
Right.
She will bring them in. Sometimes she put a little bow on them. Sometimes she puts a little note on them. Something stupid like,
nice.
Have a good show.
Right.
And always at the end of the show, she comes in during the last break and puts her hand out.
Like, retrieves them.
Like, give them back.
So how often do you go through a brand new one?
Every day. But today there were no Sharpies.
She gives you brand new ones every day?
Well, I use them for two or three days.
Okay.
And then when the point starts to get a bit...
they're freshened up. So the ones you really enjoy are when they're brand new.
Oh, yeah. Brand new ones. And if you're wondering why the first hour and 28 minutes of the show sucked today, well, it's simple.
Yeah.
I was using a Sharpie. Look at this one. Look at this. This is not a new Sharpie.
You can't do a show with that.
This was the Sharpie... The emergency one, that was in the Pringles can.
Oh, that's a weekender Sharpie.
Okay. A public Sharpie. You
know, it was in the Pringles can along with the highlighter that doesn't work anymore, the screwdriver that doesn't fit anything on this board, and these two pens, and also a variety of razor blades. That's what we've got.
You know why those are handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does she do with the Sharpies once they're of no use to you?
That I do not know.
It's a posing question, isn't it?
That I do not know.
She takes them home and polishes them.
I bet she's got a... I bet she hoards them at home.
I bet she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She never throws anything away.
Well, put the guy. Listen, Beth Ann, put the guy through now. It's time for another exciting edition of.
Explain yourself.
Now, I know we just did this yesterday, but too bad. We're doing it again today. Joining us on the phone is Adam Seifer. Hey, Adam.
Hi there.
Hi there. How's it? Adam has a website, photolog.net.
Mm-hmm.
And the story with this guy is he's taken a picture of every meal he's eaten.
Wow.
Now, this is, of course, not a picture of every meal that you've eaten for your entire life, right?
No, just the last almost 3 years. I hit my 3,000th meal this week.
Okay, so you record via picture or video every single meal you've eaten over the last 3 years.
Yeah, 3,000 in a row.
That begs one question.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, explain that.
Well, so I'm involved with this website called Photolog, where there's actually 1.5 million members who upload all sorts of pictures all the time. And I wanted to do my own daily Photolog, but didn't trust that I would have anything interesting to take pictures of on a daily basis. So I decided to pick the least interesting thing I could think of, but at least it would have a theme, and I would know.
What is the most interesting, least interesting thing that you've had?
Everything.
Like what is the dullest food or the most exciting food stuff that you've taken a photograph of, in your opinion?
Oh man, you know the food. Most of my food is incredibly dull.
That's what I was going to say. There's nothing exciting about it. I mean, even the one where he's at the ballpark. And I guess it's a Yankee Stadium, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's holding the hot dog. I mean, what's exciting about that picture?
Yeah, those actually happen to be among my favorites. But
that's actually a nice composition. I mean, you've got the hot dog in the foreground with the with the sun. Is that the sun setting, or is that?
Yeah, that's the sun setting.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't think it's any of the particular pictures. I think it's when you put 3,000 of them in a row that it starts to get a little bit weird.
Now, I noticed you have one of my favorites, incidentally, and of all these incredibly boring pictures on this guy's site, is pizza on the sixth day of Hanukkah, where you've got the
Do you have that one there?
Oh, here it is right here, Mike. It's got the can. You've got the candles going, the six candles going on the menorah. You've got the pizza. That
pizza on the sixth day of Hanukkah.
That and the Christmas tree in the background.
That's crazy. Look, there's the Christmas tree.
So do you...
just like to celebrate.
All right, the questions that we have normally for a guy like you.
I'll bet you can't wait till Thanksgiving.
Are you a married guy?
I am married.
Oh, really? Okay. How long?
I'm married about 3 years.
And he's got a kid, Don, because there's one of the pictures says, breakfast with daughter Mia.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that
one of my favorite pictures is the first day she was born. There she is in her little plastic hospital crib with my sandwich over on top of her.
Is that like a breakfast sandwich?
I think so, yeah.
Again, as a guy who does nothing but taking pictures of everything you eat, we just have to ask you.
Explain yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, I never thought I'd be going this long, but once it got going, it just got more and more interesting, and it's fun.
I see the ritziest one, the tea party. The tea party at the plaza, where,
yeah.
where you've taken the picture of the scones and finger sandwiches.
Yeah, and I didn't eat too many of those.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, yeah, I saw it at the very bottom. How many of those photos are fake?
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
So you actually ingest all these pictures? I mean, you eat the food that you take the picture of.
Yeah, I eat all that food. And everybody thinks that I'm about 500 pounds because I haven't put a picture of myself up on the site.
Oh, I got a picture of you. You're a skinny guy with a little digital camera. See, there's a picture of this guy, Mike. I've got a similar site. Now, I can't talk about it because of FCC guidelines. What I do is I take a picture of all the food on the way out.
Yeah, there are special. You might know Don's website.
Special website.
Scatlover.com.
Subscribers.
It's corn.org.
There it is.
That's the name of my site.
I'm looking at these pancakes at the cafeteria in New York. Pretty fancy pancakes for a cafeteria.
Yeah.
What cafeteria was it?
It's just called Cafeteria.
Yeah, it's the name of the place.
It's
Adam?
Cafeteria.
If you don't mind, you'll hear where I'm going with this. How old are you?
37.
That's much too old to be doing something this meaningless.
Do you think that high karate cologne is for losers?
It's got to be. It's not around anymore, is it?
Wow, see?
True, yeah. It still is to some extent. You can find it on the black market or on eBay. Mm-hmm. But let me ask, here's a fairer question. Which is a bigger loser cologne, Brute or High Karate?
Well, being a Brute guy myself, I'm going to have to say High Karate.
Really?
High Karate.
Look at that.
Look at that.
All right. I couldn't agree more.
What have you had to eat thus far today, Adam?
Let's see, I had a salad with steak on it for lunch.
Hey, that's nice.
How'd that picture turn out?
It's a good one. It's a good one with a big cone of French fries in the background.
What about breakfast?
Breakfast was boring. Breakfast was a bowl of cereal with sliced strawberries.
But you did take a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
Any big plans as far as nice photos we might be seeing over the weekend? That's when people do their most exciting eating, I would think.
Yeah. You know, I've got my wife's birthday is coming up, so we should be going out to a nice meal that night.
Perhaps cake. And you'll be bringing your camera?
Oh, absolutely.
That's
it'll
great.
Be a nice, beautiful restaurant, and because it'll be nighttime, I'll have to use the flash. Everyone's going to love that.
Are you aware that there may be a certain percentage of people who visit your website because they find it erotic?
I can only hope.
Yeah, and I think of all the people, you know, it's the Internet, it's worldwide, all the people in those needier countries that probably salivate at your photographs. So sad.
Now, let's be honest, Mike. In Ethiopia, they're not walking around with ThinkPads anyway.
Yeah, this is true, so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, nobody's got they don't have Wi-Fi.
It's not like they got AOL.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that at all, but I tell you, you show this picture in Ethiopia of the pancakes at the cafeteria, boy, you might have a problem on your hands.
What's the proudest achievement for you with having taken pictures for the last 3 years of everything you've eaten? What's your proudest moment?
Oh, the proudest moment. I was in a deli here in New York City for lunch about a month ago, and I get my sandwich and I sit down at a table. It's crowded. It's lunchtime, and I start unwrapping my sandwich. And as I always do, I take out my camera to take a picture of it. Uh-huh. Some guy at the next table leans over to me and says, "Are you that food guy?"
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
You finally...
Not too weird.
Finally, you meet somebody, yes. Yeah.
Small world, isn't it? Once again, we have to add...
Explain yourself.
All right, the man's name is Adam Seifer, and his website, photolog.net, will have a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. You are crazy always, sir. Yes, Robbie.
Adam, when will it end?
Oh, yeah, good question.
That is a good question. My wife keeps asking. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Good answer.
I think I'm going to keep going with this.
Do you think your wife is asking about the photos or about the marriage?
Well, if the photos don't end, maybe the other will.
Have we asked you the question of how your parents feel about this?
Oh, it's great. My mom, it's a mother's dream. She can check up on me every day.
Right, that's a whole lot. That's a mother's dream?
Let you explain yourself.
I thought a mother's dream was a doctor.
I think it is. You should marry a doctor.
A doctor or a dentist, you know, a lawyer.
You know, and I don't know whether you're going to give me a straight answer on this, you know, Adam, but, you know, some people consider food to be an erotic thing. Have you and your wife ever played with food in an erotic sense?
Well, it definitely is not going to be making the site if it happens.
Okay. All right. Just checking, you know. Yeah, checking for all the people that like that type of thing.
You know, this site might be like porn in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
And I hope they don't hit the delay, but I still have to ask this question here.
Go ahead.
Do you, so it's not just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you photograph everything that you eat?
Nope, just breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, all right.
Snacks. None of those snacks.
All right, thank you.
No fish? Like a bearded clam?
Just checking. Adam's not answering now. We've offended Adam's sensibilities.
And now, Mike, you and I must answer the question.
Yes.
Explain yourself.
That's the easiest route.
In a land far away, Adam, we once were shock jocks, so you'll have to bear with us.
Okay, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
And sure, it was.
Good luck.
And thank you very much, Adam.
No problem.
Bye, Adam.
Bye-bye. There he is, Mr. High Karate.
Yeah, who knows that Mr. Numbnuts Photolog had some standards, you know?
Although he was a brute man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was.
He had that going for him.
Yeah, if he'd been a high karate man, he would have answered the question about if he takes pictures of everything he eats.
He would take pictures of everything.
There you go, with a karate hand.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah,
hey, Tom.
Tom.
Tom, how do you spell brute? As
brute?
As in the cologne. Brute.
Brute. B-R-O-N-T.
That's my guy.
Bronte. What did you want, Tom?
Perfect. Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not, Tom. He's not here today.
He's not there?
No.
Hey, Don?
I just heard Charlie, Tom.
Charlie? Yeah.
Charlie's been ill.
What happened?
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Tom.
What?
Guess who this is.
Hello, everybody. I'm George Michael.
That's
who's that?
George Michaels.
George Michaels.
Yeah?
You got it right.
Goodbye now, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Okay. That's a good time for a break.
Hi, this is George Michael, and this is WFIL's History of Rock.
George Michael. Explain yourself.
I have no explanation.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you swoosh up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show.
They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Sometimes almost 8 hours. It's the best of Don and Mike. Tis I, your host, Rob Spiewak. Don and Mike will be back in studio live 1 week from today. Bet you can't wait. We had on about a month ago or so, Jim Elliott, Washington area disc jockey Don and Mike worked against and then with. And his name comes up in this segment as Don and Mike do some reminiscing about Jim Elliott and the Primetime Video Zoo, a foray into television. It's the best of Don and Mike.
A friend of mine sent me an email saying you want to go to a site because you want to get a link to the Ryan Seacrest site about Ryan Seacrest being fat.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, well, no, hold on.
Right.
So
the opposite might be true. I think he might be like going into the stall and, you know, purging.
No, I click on the link, and this leads me to something for an upcoming People magazine.
Okay.
Now, the photo that the guy that my friend forwarded, I can't, you know what, I can print it out and bring it in tomorrow.
All right.
I was
going to
say, we can't put it on the web because it's the property of People magazine.
Right.
I guess that the story is that when he was in, I guess, what is like 8th and 9th grade?
Middle school.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, how old are you
13,
then?
14.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When he was 13, Ryan Seacrest weighed 180 pounds.
Okay.
And
he's a little guy, so that was probably fat.
And my friend who works at Time Warner, which is the People magazine, that sent me the picture. And it is a funny, funny picture that they're going to run in People magazine.
Well, I'd love to see that.
At some point.
I would think Simon would get his hands on that picture.
Mm-hmm. And now, isn't this just like Ryan Seacrest or whatever his real name is?
Simon will do the same thing we did to Jim Elliott. Simon will do that. Put the picture up. Get an unflattering picture of a coworker and show it to America as much as you possibly can.
Oh, the star of the week.
Well, you put it in a star.
We put it in a star, yeah. Wasn't it the star of the week, though?
It was the star of the week.
It was the star of the week. Jim Elliott, local disc jockey, who we had had fun with, poking fun at. And we knew the guy, and we found an embarrassing photograph of him in some running shorts.
Running
suit.
No, he was shirtless.
Oh, that's right.
He had white pants, and he was standing on the boardwalk in Ocean City. Oh.
Do you agree with me that of that entire television show, that embarrassment that we did, that replacement television show, that was the single greatest thing and single most enjoyable thing we ever did?
And it was something that was only funny to me and Mike.
It was, but the picture was funny. I mean,
this was way back in
the
day.
And anybody that listened to our show at that point would have enjoyed that on the TV show.
We did the Morning Zoo right around the time of Friday Night Videos. Mm-hmm. Remember when not everybody had MTV?
Right.
And you would actually go home on Friday night and watch NBC to see videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the local CBS station, Channel 9, said to us, hey, you guys do this crazy Morning Zoo show. Why don't we do a video show?
Mm-hmm.
So it was me and Mike doing awful, cheesy stuff, and then we'd play a Whitney Houston video.
Right.
But we did get to spotlight.
Talk about guys that were dressed in the boys' department.
We did get to spotlight every week. A little bit we did was the DJ, our star of the week.
Uh-huh.
And we had this picture of Jim Elliott, who was the midday guy. And
we had competed against him right at the beginning when he did the morning show. So there was always that friction. There was always that competitive nature, even after he came over to our radio.
Because if you remember, when we would go on vacation, and even back then, Mike and I were king of the vacation. We would be on vacation, and they would have Jim Elliott, who had been a disc jockey in D.C. much longer than us,
right,
and used to have a morning show. In fact, the first morning show that Mike and I demolished was Elliott Woodside.
Well, that's the one we targeted.
So, and we did all the stuff to them, all the bad stuff, like sent them black roses and sent them empty suitcases on the days that the rainies came out.
Sure.
We actually sent Elliott Woodside suitcases so that when they got to the studio at 6 in the morning, they would see that there were suitcases there. And they go, well, why are there suitcases? Well, of course, because you're going to get fired today because your ratings are so bad. We also would send them sympathy cards. We would overnight courier them sympathy cards.
All the games.
So when they
games
arrive,
people play.
When they arrive at 6 o'clock in the morning, it would be like, oh, look, here's a special letter for me. Oh, it's a sympathy card from Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually the guy comes to work at our station doing middays.
Going to the team.
And whenever we would go on vacation, they would have him on in the morning, because he had been on in the morning years before.
Right.
And invariably, every time it would be something like this. Mike, you be Jim Elliott, and I'll be whoever the caller is.
Hour 105 WAVA. This is Jim Elliott. Hi. How are you? Who's on the line?
Hi, Jim. My name is Zena, and I just want to say I really love you in the morning. I wish that Don and Mike would just never come back because I love you in the morning.
Oh, thank you. No, they're fine. They're terrific, really. But I thank you and I appreciate the call.
But, Jim, if you were on in the morning, all Don and Mike do is talk. Jim, would you play that brand new song by Bobby McFerrin?
It would be a pleasure. Thanks for the kind words. Anything else?
Why are Don and Mike still working here? Because you're so great, Jim, when you do the morning show.
No, now listen, Don and Mike are just fine. And they're coming back soon. I won't tell you exactly when, though. This is Jim Elliott on Power 105 WAVA. Really, that's the way he played it. He wouldn't really you would think if you were going to cover it, you would just eliminate the calls.
Right.
But no, he didn't do that. Thanks so much for the kind words.
So then the guy was working at our station.
And I believe we went down to do a broadcast from Ocean City, and that's where that picture was taken.
Because you remember he went down to see a special friend of his.
He did. He came down later on, and somehow we got the pictures.
Yeah, so we got this picture of him standing on the beach, posing like Superman. Uh-huh. And it's just
got a towel around his neck and no shirt on him.
Flabby mitts.
And tight white pants.
And just he's got the curly long hair and it's a beautiful thing on Channel 9 for about 1 minute. All it was on CBS TV, at least locally CBS TV,
right,
was a big picture of Jim Elliot without his shirt on.
And we put the star inside a star. And it was the star of the week.
And it was like Jerry Todd video. I mean, like, the lowest quality, like something that you would do like in a high school audio video class.
It was so much fun. That was the only thing that was really good on the whole show, in my opinion.
And we later became friends with Jim Elliot, but we had a lot of battles with him along the way.
Right.
Like, for instance, we outed him on this, that we all used to do live commercials for Nutrisystem.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Elliot would be doing a live commercial for Nutrisystem right after he got done eating bags of candy.
Or pizza. Uh-huh.
Now, the pizza's the best ever, though.
Right.
The pizza. Now, listen, we're pigs now. We were giant pigs back when we did a morning show.
Yep.
And we always had food coming in. We had real, like, dinner food coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So we would have pizza, we would have steaks, we would have the Chinese place open up early. One day we had lots of pizza, and we were all full, and we threw the pizza away in the newsroom, which, just like our setup here, Buzz, was Mike and I in the main studio.
Right.
David Haynes, our news guy, was in the other room, just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we took the garbage, and we took the pizza, put it in the garbage in the newsroom.
Right.
It's now after 10 o'clock.
We were like down the hallway or something. I think it was Frank that alerted us to it. Right?
Mike and I are off the air. Our show is over.
Frank says, you got to see this.
Yeah, yeah. Frank says, you got to come back. So we go back by the airlock door.
Uh-huh.
And it's the three of us, like little mice, with our ears coming out a little bit. You just barely see our big ears. And our eyes are just so big because we see Jim Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Now, technically, after all these years, I will cut him this much slack.
Right.
The pizza was in the garbage. But it was in the box.
It was in the box.
In the garbage. You know, a thing that was done.
And let's bury that.
A thing that was done years later on Seinfeld. Where George picked up a piece of pastry out of the garbage right as some hot chick is coming around the corner at a party. So anyway, we're all standing behind this door. We're standing behind this door. And we are watching Jim Elliot eat pizza out of the garbage. And then he's going in the next break and doing a commercial going, hey, it's Jim Elliot for Nutrisystem.
I'm doing so well on Nutrisystem.
I've lost so much weight.
They let you eat anything you want.
So then the next day, the whole show was just Jim Elliot eats pizza out of the garbage.
Yeah, he didn't like that too much.
Jim Elliot eats. Did you find that tape? Were you looking for that?
I couldn't find it. We may have retired it to my basement.
We have a tape of Jim Elliot 1 year calling up the show for one of our anniversaries.
Right.
And it's like, hey, Don and Mike, it's Jim Elliot. Thanks for all the great years together.
Was that when he was with Arista?
Yeah, he was the vice president of a record company.
And let's bury that.
And about the pizza and the garbage.
Let's bury that. And obviously, we got shovels out today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that,
and
Jim.
Will again.
It's just a little joke.
Sorry, Jim. And let's not forget.
We didn't eat the pizza out of the garbage.
There's one more real good Jim Elliot story. Right after Robbie started working with us, this is like 12 years ago, we were at a radio function, and I said to Rob, because Rob's a radiophile,
right.
I said, you want to meet Jim Elliot? Rob was like, oh yes, please, could I? You know, so I bring them together.
It was a great moment.
And I introduce them, and I leave them, and Rob looks like a teenager in love.
He's happy.
And the next day he says, wow, I had such a great time with Jim Elliot. Except he did this thing when we were going down to the garage
to make love
to his room.
Now what is it that he said to you? Because
how did that work?
This is typical Jim Elliot.
We stayed with him and talked to him for a long time and had quite a few drinks with him. And then when it was time to part company, he was leaving and he said loud enough for everyone to hear, now. Where is my $60,000 automobile?
That was him.
Yeah.
He was kind of a bigger-than-life guy.
I remember as a WAVA listener.
Have the cream spinach, guys.
Oh, yes, it's the best, the cream spinach. Yeah.
As it progressed for a few days after he ate pizza out of the garbage, it got to be a bit where he would come in driving a garbage truck.
We had a sound effect of a garbage truck. Oh, God.
And the thing is,
children.
We would bust his balls for 4 hours.
We still are.
And the guy would take the high road.
Yeah, he would.
He'd come on at 10, like, we haven't been talking about him eating pizza 4 hours.
Right,
you
know, right.
Hour 105, good morning. Who's ready for some music?
It ended nice. If we saw him today, we are still friends. Really are. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. I chat with him not often, but once a year or so, I still get the obligatory call, or I call him.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What the stink are they doing in there?
The Don and Mike Show.
Zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Indeed. Watch out for any projectile offspring from the zits. I don't know. That started out funnier than it finished out. All right, let's finish things up, folks. Time for one more segment here. And it's a favorite game. Let's play It's All Relative on the best of Don and Mike.
Let's see, we'll play the game with who? With your brother or your sister?
My brother, allegedly.
Your brother? Oh, I see. Your brother, John. Okay, let's start with three questions. And right. Get your answer. We'll call your brother if he's there. He goes on the air. If you match up, you'll get a trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air.
Oh, sweet.
That's the prize you are playing for. Let me see. Okay, here's the first question. This question is about you. For your brother to answer. When is the last time you watched a porno?
Probably yesterday.
Yesterday.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Mine.
I'm going to make this a unisex question for you, Glenn. And it pertains to John, all right? It's a very simple question, and I want you to answer it to the best of your ability.
Yes,
who is John? Who is John's ugliest friend? It can be a man or a woman.
Darn, that's a hard one.
Or you could make it family member. I mean, if...
No, it's got to be a friend. It's got to be a non... It's
got to be a friend?
Yes.
Yeah. Non-family member. Okay. That makes it harder. Let's see. Sorry, Rob.
And I'll give you 5, 4.
Stephanie.
It was hard, wasn't it? But you knew it all along. You just didn't want to say it.
No, I didn't.
All right.
If you had to have gay sex with a member of your family, who would it be with?
Oh, God.
That's the final question. Please answer.
Yeah, and Glenn, come on. I mean, we've only got a four-hour show, okay?
I know, Mike. I'm trying.
If you had to have gay sex,
Glenn.
If you had to have gay sex with a member of your family, who would it be with?
Joe.
And what's just
Glenn Artinger.
Joe Artinger, yeah.
What is your relation to Joe?
He's my second cousin.
Second cousin. Kissing cousins. Okay, Robbie, I'll dial up the brother here.
Good luck to the mayor of Turlock.
Let's see. 1, 9, 2.
Calling brother John.
5.
Hope he's not sleeping. All right, the answers were he watched porno. Glenn watched porno yesterday. John's ugliest friend, according to Glenn, is Stephanie.
That's a nice shirt, bro.
Thank you.
And Rob is on the line as we try to... Is it ringing? Oh, I'd like to hear it ring.
It's a message, Rob.
Oh, it's a message?
And Glenn would have us.
Okay, let's go with the... I want to go with the Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, Diana.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Obviously, it's Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Here's the first question for your mom. Out of all the women in your family, who has the biggest gas problem?
My mother.
Your mom. So you're going to say your mom does?
Oh, my mom.
Okay. Mine. Right.
Diana, who will Teresa say is, of all the men that you have dated, who, or, you know, whether you're with them or not, who will Teresa say she hated the most?
Probably...
Your sordid past.
Oh, and my sordid past, probably Fred.
Fred. Of course, Fred.
Of course, we all felt that way about Fred.
And what's your favorite position?
Sexual position?
No, your position on Roe versus Wade, of course. You know, yes, your favorite sexual position?
Doggy.
Bow, wow. You're a good girl. Hold on. Let's call
Very good.
Let's call your mother.
Diana's answer is a family member with the worst gas is the mother who we happen to be calling.
Mm-hmm.
Diana said that Teresa hated Fred more than any other man that she's ever dated. And Diana's favorite sexual position is doggy.
Calling Mother Teresa. Hi, Rob.
I always hated Fred.
Fred was a pain, Rob.
There you go. I'll tell you this, he was wrong every once in a while, but sometimes he'd be right, said Fred. And he was sexy. He's too sexy for his clothes.
That one was coming on a straightaway, that right?
Yeah, it was.
That one,
that
wasn't a sneaky one there.
No, not at all. I don't, listen, I'm not proud. I'll take the easiest, dumbest joke that's like a carrot in front of my nose. Sure I will. Right, set, Fred.
Homo.
And Robbie? What's the update here with Mother Teresa?
Voicemail.
Oh,
oh, that's
wow.
A shame.
Hey, hey, Diana. MC.
Can I give you a cell phone?
His cell phone?
I can give you her cell phone.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Give it to Beth Ann and she'll put it right up on the screen. In the meantime, let's get a backup contestant going, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
In case, let's go with about Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for listening. Where are you from, Katie?
Reno.
Reno. We love Reno. The biggest little city in the world, right?
That's right.
Mike,
it is. It's funny because I was thinking about Turlock for some reason.
We've been a million times. Thanks for listening. And our station out there is named after Buzz, right?
Yes.
We're on the Buzz.
Okay. Turlock, a heart as big as all outdoors.
Turlock nights.
Okay, first, now let's see.
Who are we playing with?
I got
playing with my brother, Chris.
Playing with your brother, Chris.
Mm-hmm. And he's at work, so when you call, you'll have to ask for him by first and last name.
Okay, well...
Well, you know.
You know what? I just decided that's too much work. Yeah, that's just too much work.
The paperwork alone. Yeah. The paperwork alone would just swamp us, Buzz. Right.
Let's try the cell phone for Mother Teresa.
Okay. Incidentally, we're recapping. We asked Diana 3 questions. We asked her who had a family member with the most gas. She accused her mother of that. The man who most hated is Fred.
Hang up.
Sexual position...
She's gone. Not there. Doesn't matter. She's not.
Probably off doing good.
She's not there. Hey, Mother Teresa's not there. She's out washing someone's feet.
Oh, bummer.
Thank you, Diana.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go to Annette. Hi, Annette.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling. Annette, who are we going to be playing with here?
My mom.
And what's your mom's name?
Yeah. Mary Helen.
Mary Helen. Okay, let's get these the 3 questions. Oh, gosh. I hate to recycle, but I think I will.
Okay. yeah, because we've only played with one person. We haven't played with anybody, no. Right?
When, oh, no.
Annette?
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched the porno?
Never.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Oh, you prude.
It's not that much fun.
You prude. Never. Although, you know what?
How do you know it's fun if not fun if you haven't done it? Yeah.
Well, I create my own pornos.
Oh, my.
Good for you, honey. You're not a whore. Good for you. Do you make your own home movies?
At one time.
You know what? Hold on. I've got my new question.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a hormone? Yeah, and you know how you make a hormone?
How?
Well, you don't pay her, and then you kick her.
We could ask the question of mom. Has your daughter ever taped herself having relations?
There you go.
And she will say no.
Well, the answer, as we know, is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had a tripod in more than one way.
Question number 2. Annette, who will your mom say is the family's biggest pig?
Oh, gosh. My brother, Timmy.
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 Timmy. Timmy the pig.
Timmy. And
I wanted the gas question, though, because that was him, too.
That was Timmy, too.
And when was your last period?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Now we're cooking.
June of 87.
Now we're cooking. Hold on a second. Let's see. Mary Helen.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
The first question is yes to has she ever filmed herself having relations, but she says her mom's going to say no. What kind of credit will we give her for that? Is there a chance that she could get a be a winner?
No.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Hold on, Hold on. 434. Is that the area code 434?
Yes.
Okay. She moved and didn't tell you.
I'm sorry, I misdialed then.
Maybe she's listening to the show and just had it disconnected.
Where is 434?
Gretna, Virginia.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Hold on.
No, I just...
We're gonna call 911 here in a second. 434. I'm going to try very hard not to give your mom's number out on the air.
Thanks.
Okay, and then... Do.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's ringing, Don.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
All right, Rob's going to get your mom's permission to go on the air. Mary Helen.
Yes.
Helen?
Helen?
Hi, I'm looking for Mary Helen.
Here
Hi, Mary
go.
Helen. My
All right.
Name is Rob Stewart.
Yeah. Get ready. Here we go.
Radio show. We have your daughter, Annette, on our show.
These are good questions, too.
They are. In order for her to win, we need to put you on the radio with her. Do we have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Remember, she's got to go 3 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Doing yeah. these prize packages.
Good.
Here we go. Okay.
Now, Annette?
Yes.
Say hi to your mom, Mary Helen.
Bring your mom in. Mary Helen?
Hello, Mama.
Hi. Mary Helen, I'm Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
And hello, Mary Helen.
We have your daughter, Annette, on the telephone.
Okay. Hey, Mama.
If you can answer 3 questions...
And match your daughter's answers...
Your daughter will win a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, good Lord.
Really? So, here's the
now,
first question.
You might
question.
Not feel that way when you're done with it.
Here's the first question for you, ma'am. Has your sweet daughter, Annette, ever videotaped herself having sex?
No.
Oh.
I'm terribly sorry. No, stay on the line. We will have consolation prizes, but we've got a couple more questions for you.
Yes. Now, and you should know, your daughter is a bad, dirty penny. She
no, you guys, I told you.
Now, listen. Yeah, she can still win either Bon Jovi tickets or Jethro Tull tickets on the next answer.
All right. Mary Helen, our second question. We asked Annette who you would say is the family's biggest pig.
Oh, good grief. That's terrible.
Yeah, yes, no, no,
thank
Annette,
you.
Annette, no helping here.
Thank you, ma'am.
Family's biggest pig.
And she had within the family, who's the biggest pig?
She had an answer immediately.
Now, I'm not sure. Are you talking about, like, eating, or are you talking about, like,
it's how it,
you know,
ma'am?
Annette, you know what? I think it's just really in so general.
How
yeah,
you
probably
it?
Eating the biggest pig. You know, I mean, who's the biggest, sloppiest pig?
Or it just could be a weight issue.
I don't have any sloppy children.
Well, it doesn't have to just be, you know,
someone
be,
in your family.
It can be extended family as well, or it can be. But in the within the family, who's the biggest pig? And Annette had an answer. If you match her, she can win a prize.
Oh, gosh.
And, ma'am, we can only give you 5 more seconds.
Okay. Timmy.
Timmy is right. Right. Come on, Mary Helen. You knew it was Timmy all along.
See, there you go. Now your daughter's won Bon Jovi tickets live at MCI Center December 17th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com. And now she'll play for...
Oh, what the hell?
She'll play for the trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, very exciting.
Ooh. If you get the last one.
Okay.
Annette.
Yes.
We asked Annette.
I'm sorry, yes. Mary Helen. Mary yes. Helen. When is the last time Annette had her period?
Oh, good gosh. This is on the radio?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Isn't that great?
I don't believe
and
that.
And it's not as bad as we used to be.
Not as bad as we used
and
to be.
We
cleaned up our act.
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, come on. You got a guess.
You might want to throw a guess out.
You've got 30 days.
Do I have to give a date?
Well, no, you don't have to give a date.
How many days ago? How many weeks ago? How many? You know,
whatever you think.
When did she last menstruate?
Let me see. a week ago.
I'm so sorry. And that's
sorry.
3 weeks.
3 weeks ago.
Oh gosh.
3 weeks ago.
What thanks, Mama. You tried.
Yeah. You know what? Let's give Mary Helen a round of applause. You did try. You were very, very nice to
you
play.
You know what I say, ma'am? Go with the flow.
Right.
And your daughter is still won the Bon Jovi tickets.
Bon Jovi yay. Tickets.
So that's. Well, I think she'll love that.
Yeah.
I will.
That's wonderful.
And let's hear it for your daughter filming herself.
Yes. Timmy, the biggest pig, and 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. Thanks for being on the show,
thank
Mom.
You, Mary Helen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And,
hi, Mom. I love you. Love you.
Isn't that always nice out there, man? Love you, Mama.
Love you, Mama.
Mamo.
Mm-hmm.
Annette, hold on, please.
Sure.
And thank you.
Hey, you guys said I told you she was going to say no, and she did say no.
Honey, you got...
You're right.
Do we give her the prize or not, the Las Vegas thing?
No.
She didn't win it. But you
gave her a second chance to win it, though.
Yeah, but see, technically she wouldn't get it.
But I said she would say no, and she said it. Please.
Hold on. Beth Ann.
This is...
unbecoming.
I thought was calling in. Well, Robbie?
If it was 3 weeks ago, she's probably getting ready to start.
Yeah,
so we have to account for that.
Hope she didn't film herself.
She was going to be complaining.
Were you just calling?
Yes.
Go ahead.
She doesn't get the trip. She gets the wonderful Bon Jovi ticket.
Oh, do you hear that now? Someone,
yeah, I mean, and I'm
someone
the
who's also on her period has just told you that you don't
have a
problem.
You have a ruling.
Okay? Meow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, isn't that?
Okay.
You'll take your prize and you'll like it.
Thank you.
Don't forget, if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any. Right.
You can't have your pudding unless you eat your meat.
Stupid. That stupid busy signal at the end of that song.
I know.
I never got that painful. I was never high enough to get that song.
Great album.
What?
I should say, great album.
And what was that album?
That was Darkness, Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon.
No, Dark Side of the Moon's the one that had Money on it.
That's right.
Another Brick in the Wall was a totally different
thing. The Wall.
Was it The Wall?
Yeah.
The Wall.
Like rock
opera.
I get those two confused all the time. Dark Side of the Moon was the makeout album right. for when I was in college.
Dark Side of the Moon is the one that has that.
That's one's
that
got
Cash Call Bed. You got that thing?
But isn't that down?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, my God.
And what's the one that has... I have become comfortably numb.
Wish You Were Here, I think, isn't it? With the Burning Man on the cover?
Yeah, I think so.
And is this from Dark Side of the Moon? I think it is.
Yes.
I don't even know what this is, but when I worked at a station in Chicago, WLS, they used it as the Cash Call sound effect.
Right.
And I always identified it as Cash Call music.
I didn't know that it was a real song. It's also a game that they played in the barber shop in Mayberry. Late at night.
What's
that? Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Actually, we will not be back. Not until tomorrow, but we will be back tomorrow with another great episode of The Best of Don and Mike. Join us, won't you? I know you'll be pleased if you do. We have an interview tomorrow with John Belushi's widow, Judy Jacqueline Belushi Paisano. We also have the Thanksgiving Lie. And Buzz does some Hawaiian swinging. It's a great episode and one you don't want to miss. So tune in tomorrow for The Best of Don and Mike. And so until then, with the good sounds of Culture Club behind me, I wish you a fond farewell. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.